We're on with like episode answer. 6.
Hello.
Of Lost Return of the Jedi.
Hi.
I wish.
Wait, episode 6 of Return of the Jedi? So it's episode 6 of episode 6?
It's not Return of the Jedi, but Jabba the Hutt will be in it.
Okay.
Okay. I thought we killed him last time.
Ivan the Hutt.
Yeah. We didn't even kill him last time. That's 2 times ago.
It was
and
2
we
times
didn't
ago,
kill
you're right.
Him.
Yeah, we didn't lift a goddamn finger.
Well, you lifted fingers just against each other.
Against each other.
I remember slapping.
I was gonna say I went through this last. We went through this last time, if you'll recall, and lift a single finger there. Strictly defending myself.
No, last time I remember distinctly lifting 4 fingers and a thumb, and then slapping them across Tom's character's face.
Yep. Making life really great for all of us.
Anyways, what happened last time is we went on an exciting adventure to the Goblin Market!
Yes!
Woo! Yay!
Yeah!
It was a thing with a train. We did it. We gave up memories for not nearly long enough to get on there.
I think we should try to buy Achilles.
We're not trying to recover those people.
I know, not, no, I'm just saying.
We're not trying to recover them at all, apparently.
Well, right
we're
now.
We're trying to just blow up the entire train.
You guys are bad at recapping.
Anyways, that's what happened. I ended up buying some Cheetos.
And I'm salty.
Right, okay. Now a coherent recap that hits any notable point.
All right.
Cheetos were bought. The end.
So, after we...
No, I bought a chair.
Oh, my God.
I bought a VHS movie of Back to the Future.
All right. So
Nick
after
just about
we...
dropped his head on his...
solved the head. Problem of Ivan, it was determined that we were a danger to ourselves, so the Queen of Autumn had us enter into a pact with each other that we wouldn't harm each other. Or act to bring any kind of physical pain to each other, until the end, at least, of Autumn.
It lasted a day.
Yeah, it lasted a day, but let's get to that later. So she gives us after dealing with the Ivan problem, she gives us a mission, and that is that we're gonna go to the Goblin Market. And at the Goblin Market, we're gonna try and investigate what they believe might be the trading of slaves.
Specifically, some of what's his
some
name?
Of the, specifically, yeah. It turns out that Ivan might have been in the business of selling people. Mm-hmm. And so she wanted us to go and investigate that, and not invest in murder that, just investigate.
Yes, which you almost tried to invest in murder.
I almost tried to invest in murder,
murdered,
but I was...
just get us all killed, right?
Yes. Yeah, I was actually misinformed. I would have done that if we had some way to escape from the thing, but we didn't.
I'm just assuming it was like that scene in the movies where or a TV show where the character pulls out the gun and just starts shooting everybody, and then it's revealed that it's his fantasy, and he's just standing there, like, mouth agape.
Yeah, but, so we were gonna go investigate the Goblin Market. So, I bought a gun, and we did investigate the Goblin Market. We went to the Goblin Market by getting on a train after holding our breath with a mouthful of mead in our mouths. And, we learned some things, such as, that
terrible.
Ivan, in fact, did, have like, he was in the business of selling slaves.
He had a rapport.
We had a rapport, yes. Actually. And Dave did an admirable job of impersonating Ivan.
Mm-hmm.
And we managed to infiltrate. We found out some things. Not really anything helpful, in my opinion. But, you know, basically we just confirmed that, yeah, he was up to some shit. And then I bought the ability to play guitar.
Mm. And also, I slapped you.
Yeah.
So
now more about that. What happened was when I was talking about, you know, potentially selling somebody who we ran into.
Oh, yeah.
Samantha.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, we ran into Samantha.
That's Samantha. Very important.
That's indeed. Actually probably the most important thing that we ran into.
Yes, you suggested that we merely let her stay with that woman forever and we get things for it. Definitely were not talking about selling her. Merely, we get stuff for making her stay there forever, even though she wants it now, but if she changes her mind later, she can't.
Not making her, just asking her if she wants to do that.
Yeah, I actually did ask her if she wanted to do that.
Right along. You found someone who looked identical to Samantha, who you are assuming is Samantha's fetch, who basically started to feel not like herself, started wandering, came across the goblin market, and has been trying to buy that piece of herself back. You asked her slash kidnapped her, and decided she's coming with you.
Kidnapped.
You purchased a Betamax copy of Back to the Future, starring Michael J. Fox as Marty McFly and Eric Stoltz as Doc Brown.
I did do that, yeah.
You also purchased a chaise lounge that will give you the most comfortable sleep you've ever had, and you won't wake up until you want to.
This is totally going to backfire on us.
You infiltrated into the private cars, posing as Ivan, and found a grim slave market where people are sold for both meat and labor. And the person you spoke to, you're not sure if he's the man in charge. I say person, he was a sentient octopus.
Close enough, if you ask me.
Pretty much decided Ivan pulled the bizarre 180, and it's like, you know, I'm not going to sell these people.
Yeah.
And
just
you guys...
want to be able to do business with somebody who's going to be an ass to him. Which the octopus was.
I just want to get out there.
No respect, I tell you. I've seen that picture of Ivan. I really think of him as Rodney Dangerfield.
So, you guys decided to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Took our business elsewhere.
So we got off the train.
Yes. Well, you waited a long time. Talked to Ricardo for a while. The crow porter.
Dude, totally people came on that train before, and then they went off the train.
It's really exciting.
I know.
Ricardo and his monkey.
I'm pretty sure that I cannot think of anything less exciting than hanging out with that guy for any period of time.
Okay.
Watching the grass.
So, we left. You guys jumped off the train.
Mm-hmm.
Basically tumbled, tucked and rolled, and tumbled to the tracks.
Well, except for other Samantha.
Yeah, other Samantha stayed there, and there's not really anything we can do about that.
I thought... I dragged her off the train, essentially.
Yeah.
So I don't think she needs to tuck and tumble.
No, she came with me.
Okay. I didn't realize that she came... Well, that's interesting.
Because she was pushed off the train.
You didn't really give her much choice, but she also didn't seem to mind that much.
Hey, wait a second. How come... I can.
We get to take people slaves.
There's a difference between.
We're not making her work.
God.
There's a difference between selling people and kidnapping them.
Yes.
Selling people is what you do after you kidnap them.
To be fair, she has not raised really any objection, and we all know that the absence of declining is as equals consent.
Yeah.
So.
I hate these blurred lines.
My mouth is hanging open, like, in real life right now.
Why? She can leave at any time. If we sell her, she can't.
Well, she can't leave at any time because we're holding on.
But she... So, your Samantha has been basically leading her around by the arm, but she has made no attempt to run away, and at this point seems quite content to follow these people who maybe have some answers for her.
Oh. Mm. Is she able to see the real me?
You don't know. She's never commented.
Reason being, my makeup's probably gonna, you know, stop.
Yes, because it's
half a day.
Yep. So, yes, actually, when you go tumbling out of the train, you tumble out into the daylight on the morning of Friday, the 19th of September.
Yay.
And you look like a snake again, and this woman that you are dragging around just starts screaming.
Oh, they won.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh god, oh god.
Hush, hush, it's okay.
Shut
it's
up!
Okay. It's okay, I calm her. I calm her. I use empathy and I calm her.
How are you doing that?
Well, by saying soothing words. In a low, soothing voice.
Like that, yeah. It's like, it's all right, everything's fine.
I mean, this has worked before, so I might wrap her in a blanket like a burrito.
Oh, God.
It did work again.
Yeah, what blanket?
That's a good question.
Get back on the train. Go buy a blanket.
I offer her one of my Cheetos.
You like a Cheeto?
It was expensive.
Make me a...
I've got empathy.
A Cheeto roll?
Yeah, I'm just figuring out what the...
Make a Cheeto roll.
Make me a presence empathy.
Okay, well, I have shit for presence, but my empathy is pretty darn good.
And make it at -2.
Oh, and that -2, okay, well... dice, go! Still plural. Okay, that's 1 success, it's a 10, so I'll roll it again, and that's a 3, so 1 success.
Okay. She starts taking deep breaths. She pushes away your Cheeto. Why is she a snake?
Because that's how she actually looks like.
That's kind of how this works, yeah.
His.
Okay,
the same reason why his face is melting.
And I have extra fingers.
And I have this electric thing.
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't noticed.
I was mostly normal, so.
She wasn't a snake before.
No, she's been using magic to change her appearance to something that that she thinks would be, I guess, less shocking to people.
More pleasing.
More pleasing.
And she likes it too, I guess.
At this point, I'm gonna do my magic-y thing and try and put that back.
Yeah.
And spend a willpower doing it.
Okay.
See? Look, everything's fine.
Well, that remains to be seen.
She looks more different.
Yes, she's not some crazy snake monster. She's a friendly snake lady, I guess.
So are you going to roll your contract?
Should I? Or is it just going to follow the...
Oh yeah, if you just want to go for your auto success and look different than you did, but still pretty.
Hmm. Okay.
Presentable.
She reaches out and, like, she's going to poke at your face.
I'm going to grab her other hand and just kind of pull her down.
Yeah, no. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Let's go
magic.
Back to the hotel.
Why? Yeah, you got a lot to learn.
Hotel? Exactly.
I'm assuming that's where we're going to meet, what's her face?
Okay. Yeah, we still gotta meet the Queen of Autumn.
Staying is bad.
Yeah, because we still have like a day or two left there.
Pretty sure you guys are gone.
Pretty sure we can stay.
No, who said that?
The person who owns, yeah, I was gonna say, the person who owns
the,
Summer.
The royalty of changelings.
You've been paid.
The guy who you're a subject of? Subject.
So we have a lot of things to explain anyway. Let's go.
I
wonder how the Autumn Lady managed to, teleport. That would be a really useful skill to have, huh?
Probably.
Yeah, let's see if we can learn how to do that.
She follows you.
Yeah, you will.
Ride my bike. I took here.
And yes. I guess I'm still dragging her. Just...
I'm on foot.
I have my bike.
Aha, you guys should have bought bikes.
Walking is for chumps.
What kind of plebe do you think I am?
I will cackle while I ride my bike.
Ride circles around
us. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you get some strange looks because the woman you are dragging is clearly freaking out, but nobody has made any motion to stop you. You walk back to the hotel.
Alright, so how do we go about doing this?
I'll see well, if I have the numbers for her.
She in my specifically gave it to you before.
Okay, well then, I'll use that number that I already have to call people.
You calling her from the lobby, or are you guys going back to your rooms?
Why are we calling her? She's just going to be pissed.
Lobby.
She's not going to be pissed.
Why is she going to be pissed? We succeeded in our mission.
Yeah, we did exactly what she asked us to do.
And we're all alive.
And great. Nobody in Vesta murdered anyone.
Some people may have broken our pact that we promised.
Hey ho!
But
that's fine. Look at how little of a danger we are to each other.
Look at, we didn't hurt each other permanently.
Yes. Yay!
I mean, this cheek sunk for like 5 seconds.
I mean, if that's what we're calling a win. Okay.
We got the job done, didn't we?
That is a low bar.
We succeeded!
Yay!
Success-ish!
Where are balloons and confetti?
So.
Does the Queen of Autumn come in with balloons and confetti?
No. You ring the number. It rings a few times. Before someone answers.
Gotta make them wait.
Watson residence. How may I help you?
What's her name again?
Sierra.
Sierra? Is Sierra there?
The mistress is in, I believe. Do you have a message for her?
Can you meet us at the hotel? We have, things to discuss. Probably in person would be better.
I will pass your message along.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Bye.
Okay, he hangs up on you.
Okay. So, I guess we wait.
I guess so.
Shouldn't you be setting up your breakfast?
I guess. Oh, I'll just have the maid do it. Oh, yeah. She's a slave. She'll probably take care of that.
Yeah, start paying her.
I'm going to go try to find the maid slave. Slave maid.
It's like, so what can I do to make you free?
Yes, work for me for free. What can I do?
No, the other kind of free.
You like minimum wage, right?
You go looking for the maid. You find her in basically a storage closet all the way at the end, even past your room. And she is getting her cleaning supplies ready, basically taking fresh towels out of the dryer, loading up her cart. She looks at you when you come in, but she doesn't say anything. She's kind of a short, squat woman with an olive complexion.
Racist. So I don't know if I actually have the power to do so, but you don't have to work for me anymore.
You kind of cranes her head to the side like a curious bird trying to figure something out.
You are no longer a slave. If you work for me for free, I'll free you.
Climbing up the ethical ladder.
She just nods slowly and resumes loading up her cart.
Okay, I'm assuming that this is all good and done, and now you work for me for free, but you're no longer a slave. Bye. I'll walk away.
She keeps loading up her car.
Good.
I am helping myself, too.
You are slick as all hell.
Stuff.
You're good at this. Good at what? Everything.
That was my conditioning for freeing her. It was for working for me for free.
It's not supposed to be a condition, dickhead.
Well, you guys are helping yourself to the continental breakfast that has not been set up.
At least I am.
And
so you're raiding the fridge.
Yep.
Hixton walks back into the lobby.
Okay,
I am raiding the fridge.
Out. I'll set up the food. Just don't touch.
Shoot. I have mini muffins in my mouth.
Well, now I'm gonna shove you away from the door and close it on you.
What? We paid for this.
No, you didn't!
What?
You
it was paid
for us!
Okay, yeah. There you go. But you didn't pay shit.
Okay, that doesn't mean we can't access it. It's ours.
No, you can have it when it's on the table.
Ah,
then it's good for people. Yeah.
We get to it. It's like, what time is it?
I would if I wasn't complaining
with
you.
Eight or something.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna ignore these assholes and start putting stuff out.
Yes, ignore these assholes by doing what we say.
I still want to get that bill for the mirrors and all the other things they broke up. I'm gonna tally how much that stuff costs. I'm gonna issue it to them.
I haven't broken anything, so.
So,
oh, wait, no, I kind of broke a lot, didn't I? Ooh.
Yeah, you broke a lot.
You know, if you're really going to be pedantic about this, I could charge you for the mead that you drank.
Okay, that's not going to be as much as the damage you caused.
You doesn't matter. The point is that we're all being dickheads to each other. Stop it.
I'm running a business. I can't be losing money.
I finger quotes. Yeah, running.
And the warden lady broke the bed.
Sandra ripped a bed out of the floor. You know, before she saved your life.
Yep.
So you should charge her for the bed. I didn't break a damn thing.
See how well that goes over.
I will. Okay.
Okay. While you're setting up breakfast, Sierra steps delicately and barefoot onto the disgusting carpet in the lobby.
Uh-oh.
You probably
should really fire
that carpet.
Oh, Miss Sierra.
No, you need, like, one of those, like...
That's gross.
Steamers? Carpet steamers? Those things.
Get one of
those. A rug shampooer.
Hey!
I'll use the money that you guys owe.
Hello.
So, I suppose you know.
Huh.
It wasn't me.
Nope. Not taking the blame for this one.
I don't
know what you guys are talking about.
Okay, so
anyway,
we know that Ivan was indeed trading slaves at the Goblin Market.
Hey, we learned some things.
It's absolutely difficult to get any information about past transactions out of anyone there. Actually, it's really difficult to talk to anyone there without them trying to sell you, like...
The ability to play guitar.
Yeah, the knowledge of what pork tastes like.
Anyway.
But you have to give up learning how to walk forever.
Well, it is a market. You really need to haggle if you want to get anything there.
Do you know a sentient octopus man? That would possibly be involved in this. I mean, like, past criminals that have been searching for forever. Well, anyway, he's selling slaves. That guy.
Okay.
Also, some of them might be meat.
Okay.
Yeah, they've been selling them as slaves and meat.
Meat slaves, some call them.
Slave meats.
Well, usually it's one or the other.
I think they're
usually referred to as slaves. You can't be a slab of meat and a...
Well, you could, like, have him and then, like, have him work and then, like, shop off some...
Anyway,
fresh.
We found out some things.
Yeah.
I'm gonna drag other Samantha in front of her.
Would you like a cheetah?
Like, we picked up a guest.
Oh, yeah, apparently Samantha's fetch has just been...
That's the guest.
And what are you planning on doing with her?
I don't know. We were going to ask you.
I don't...
Because you're the Queen of Autumn.
And it's almost autumn.
Figured you'd know these things. And Comstock's answer to this sort of shit seems to be excessive application of battle axe. So maybe not the best idea.
What? He never did that.
No, that was the warden.
Yeah.
Okay. What I mean to say is
that
people
who work... I mean, he sends the warden to use
a
battle axe on us.
Yes. Oh my god, you people can't infer things?
No, we can't.
No.
Has to be explicitly laid out. We've known each other for like a few months now. Come on.
Well, I guess you could come stay with me.
Well, that's right nice of you.
Hmm. You should ask her.
She's right in front of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's like right here.
She's okay. Right here. You
I
don't say, have to.
We should ask her.
Exist.
I look at her.
What? Live where?
This is all very sudden.
What's going on?
In a house.
Do you want to live with these people or get killed because they want to keep you a secret? Choose.
What?
I think I'll live with those people.
Good.
There you go. Problem solved.
Also, these people are very knowledgeable, so perhaps, they, along with us, can help you find answers.
Hey, actually, that's a really good question. So...
They know more about this than we do.
What's Sierra's last name again?
Watson.
Miss.
Watson, yeah. Oh my god.
Miss
yeah,
Watson.
Miss Watson, do you ever get an opportunity to, like, study what fetches do and are capable of?
No, usually we just kill them.
Oh.
Right,
oh.
So you've never had an opportunity to do so?
Most fetches aren't cooperative.
Right, well, this is an unusual case.
I know at least one fetch that's not cooperative. Not mine.
Right, well, she seems to be pretty cooperative. Not to speak about you like you're not here, you know, but... I mean, I don't think you want to kill anybody, right?
No.
And you don't want to die, right?
Unless you're playing the long con.
Yeah, there you go. Bingo. See? Maybe it'll be helpful to you guys.
So an octopus...
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was kind of rude.
Kind of rude.
Did you get a name?
That's a good question. Did we get a name?
No.
I don't think we did.
It would have been,
so bad.
It would have been awkward for Ivan to ask what his name was, already knowing his name. So I didn't ask.
Right. Well, that's unfortunate. Seem to recall actually suggesting we do that at some point, but maybe I'm...
Hey, guy I already know the name of. What's your name? I don't know how that would have gone down.
So, did you learn anything else of interest?
Well, we found a fetch. We confirmed that Ivan was dealing in slaves. You know, maybe Ivan himself has more connections than just what's in the Goblin Market. I mean, is that really the only place that you can purchase things in the hedge?
Well, there are many markets. This is just the one that happens to come by around here.
Okay.
Where's the closest other one?
Yeah, I mean, I highly doubt he would operate around out of just one, right?
It's hard to say. I've heard of several in New England, but their locations change all the time. I don't really keep track of.
I can imagine why. Right. That's not helpful. Rather, we're not helpful. Shoot. Great.
Okay. Well, I suppose I will be taking the girl then. Let me know if you hear anything else.
I'm still hanging on to her really tight.
You're gonna...
Not letting go.
Yeah.
You should let her go.
Yeah, Sam, it's okay. You don't have to... Like, she'll be safe. Is that what you're worried about, or...
I don't think she's worried about keeping her safe. But keeping her safe from herself? I don't know.
I'm sure it's not going to be a big deal. I mean, come on.
We will know where she is.
Yeah, it's not a...
Mm. I'm going with him.
Okay.
I mean, well, that's not up to you.
Yeah, I don't have any qualms, though.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
I think it would be up to Miss Watson
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
so
it's up to...
You're not planning on staying in my house, right?
She can be very stubborn like that.
Why, we don't plan anything very well.
No, no we don't.
Oh, I will
show you. I look expectantly at her.
I'll show you the house. Do you have a car?
I shake my head.
Fun. Do you have money?
I shake my head again.
Alright, Hixton, call me a cab, please.
Okay. I call her a cab.
Okay.
What, you can't, like, you don't just magic yourself away or something? I mean, don't you live in the hedge?
I'm assuming she's taking these two people with her.
Yes, I live in the hedge, but there's a door I have to go through.
Oh, it's not like a, really, is that how it works?
Yes, that's how it always works. Huh. Anytime you go back the same way you got on the train, there
oh.
are entrances.
Well,
places.
Obviously, you know, not the same way, but...
Yes, I don't live on a train.
Well, I was really referring more to, you know, the mead and stuff like that. I mean, you're a little young to be drinking.
I'm sure she's older than she seems.
You don't say that about a lady, Hixton.
In this case, he's correct.
I think that only works on, like, old ladies, that you don't say they're old.
What are you, in your 50s? Old ladies?
I mean, we're not talking, like, Betty White old here.
Anyway. Is anyone else coming?
You know, I'd like to see the place.
Sure, let's go.
I would love
my house.
I would love to visit your wonderful abode.
I mean, I'm not going to stay. I've got my own place to live, just, you know.
Oh, wait, no, I probably have to go to work. Do I have work today?
Yeah, in a few minutes. You're also quite
yeah.
tired because you've been up all night.
Okay, yeah.
I'm used
no,
to being up
I wish I could,
now.
But I can't. I'm much too busy being responsible, apparently.
Yeah.
Who knew?
ESPN.
Hey, Clarice, are you in?
No.
It'll be fun. It's an adventure.
Why would it be fun just tramping around in someone else's house?
Well, what if it's like a magical playground house?
No, thank you.
Hold on, we can settle this
fun.
Here. Sierra, do you have a magical playground house?
Suppose it depends on your definitions of magical and playground.
Is
well,
magic? And
not so
fun?
Much on your definition of magical. Yes, it is.
So, does your definition of playground in and around line up with most people's definition of library? Like, what are the similarities there?
My house contains a library? I don't
I
know
knew it.
What you're going for here.
I don't
I
know. I just thought you were
sort
of
a bookworm.
No, you're just the sort of person who would have a library in your house. Just saying.
Being the queen of an organization devoted to the study of magical tomes, yes?
Hmm.
Right, who's coming?
Me?
Okay, so you and the Samanthas?
Yes!
It's not even their last name, that's so weird.
Okay, then. You sit around until a cab pulls up.
I go to sleep.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to sleep.
Okay,
I don't
well,
do that.
You go into your room and there is a chaise lounge crammed in there.
Nice.
How did that happen?
Kind of a frayed fabric on it.
Who said you could bring furniture into this building?
Not yours.
It does look pretty comfortable. When
I get it.
It does consume pretty much all of the open space in this hotel room. You get in it. It is incredibly comfortable, and you just want to drift off to sleep.
Okay. I want to wake up at precisely the time I need to, and I set my alarm to do that as well.
Noted.
I set my internal and external alarms to, you know, going to work time.
Okay.
Gotta be careful with this thing.
So, you all, well, a bunch of you pile into a cab.
Woo!
Sierra.
Woo!
Sierra gives him an address in Nightingale. And you go rolling off. Only about a 10-minute drive.
What kind of place is it?
You pull up, and it looks like, I don't know, a school or a civic building that's no longer in use. Doesn't look like a house at all. She pays the cabbie and steps out. She starts to awkwardly walk barefoot across the parking lot. Anyone who wants to can make me a wits composure roll at -3.
-3? Okay.
Yes.
Let's see how much that is.
I have 1 success.
D10. Roll it. 1 success.
Okay. Both of you notice her stride is very awkward and uneven out here as she's walking across the parking lot, and you're trying to figure out why, and you realize that she's not stepping on the cracks.
Don't want to break her mother's back.
I was going to say, what are you afraid of, falling and breaking your back there?
It's a quirk. Indulge me.
Oh, okay. Sure.
That's all it takes.
She walks inside the building. It is a disused hallway full of refuse and graffiti. She walks over to a little janitor's closet, takes out a key from a necklace that was tucked into her dress, opens it up, and ushers for you to step inside this janitor's closet.
All right.
Off we go.
Sure, why not? Into Narnia.
Yes. You walk inside to a tall, circular structure. It extends for several floors above and below you. You can see the walls are made of still-living trees, bending and curling. And they're all decorated with colorful autumn leaves. The actual floor space is very small, but there are probably more than 10 floors accessible by a spiraling staircase that hugs along the wall. You can see overhead, it looks like there is filtered sunlight coming in through clouds that seem to be in the ceiling. And looking all the way down, you can see a carpet of fallen leaves. There is a man by the door. He is very tall, but stooped down, and you can see he's both stooped in the back and bending low on his knees in a frayed old suit. Hello. Welcome to Sanctum Autonus.
Does that mean Autumn Sanctum?
Indeed.
Cool. Thanks for welcoming me.
Would you like
I'm
to
Eddie.
Be... I'm Emmett. It's a pleasure to meet you.
It is.
Would you like any food refreshments?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
What do you have to drink around here?
Well, water, apple cider, a variety of juices, a few alcoholic beverages, if that is to your
taste. Yeah, that's the one. If you don't mind, of course.
We have a delightful hard cider. Would you like to try that?
I've never really been much of a cider man, but, sure, why not?
Let's it's autumn themed. What do you want them to have?
I don't know.
Pumpkin schnapps.
I'm earnestly curious.
It's like, how far does the theming go?
I mean, actually, that's a really good question. How far does the theming go?
What's Hans's house like? Does he have a Christmas tree up?
Oh, I want to go
no,
to Hans's.
No, no, no.
It's Christmas
he
all
has...
year there.
He has, you know, the, what is it, menorah.
Yes. No, he's got, or he's got, like, fucking Krampus there setting everyone on fire.
Nah, I like Kwanzaa better.
And, Miss, you expressed an interest in some food?
Food.
Yeah, she, hasn't eaten in a while.
And what is your preference?
Turkey, stuffing.
I just stare back.
Me. I don't mean to speak for her, but I'm gonna guess it's meat. Is it meat?
Food, and I just lick my lips.
And would you like that cooked or garnished in any way?
Just food.
Just food. Fabulous.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. It's kind of hard to come by when you're, you know, trying to reintegrate into the world.
I'm sure. He starts toddling up the stairs.
He's so very tall. It's awesome.
I'm assuming you said that out loud.
Well, I'd emphasize that it was awesome, but yes.
Right, why don't we adjourn to the sitting area?
Sure.
She gestures you up the spiraling stairs. There's no levels to the floor, but just counting. Counting on the rings, you estimate you're probably 9 floors up.
Wow.
And inside the center of the room is... basically, a Victorian-era drawing room with big sofas and seats. And along the side, there are big oak doors that go out into small separate rooms.
Ooh. So, is it just you guys here, or do you have any family?
It is myself, Emmett, and I have another servant as well.
Oh. What's your other servant like?
Is he a slave?
Her name is Mary. She oversees the library and my collections.
Huh. I mean, are they, you know, like, it's because you're the Queen of Autumn kind of servant, or, did you buy them?
I did not buy them, no.
Oh, thank goodness. That was really awkward, I was going to say. I just, you know, I wanted to get that elephant out of the room really quickly. I'm sorry, I really shouldn't have assumed.
Right. Well, if you need to use the facilities, you'll find them right upstairs. There's also a telephone and whatever other modern conveniences you might require.
Time to investigate.
Okay, so you're going upstairs then?
Sure. What am I looking for here? I don't even know.
I'm assuming a toilet, because that's what she said.
Nope.
Okay, well, you head upstairs one floor, you find a kitchen.
Uh-huh.
You find a little area with a rotary telephone and probably the world's first computer. It is a big old brick with a black screen and green letters on it. There is a bathroom. It is elaborate if antiquated. A big thing of marble with a giant tub on clawed feet.
Only there was only one floor to go up.
There are more floors up.
Oh, I thought you said there were only 10. It was 10 stories. No, I'm sorry. I misinterpreted that. We're on the 9th story.
Yes.
One above. Yes.
But the staircase does continue upward.
Floor up. I'm kind of curious.
Okay. You proceed up. The entire floor is dominated by an ornate bedroom with a canopy bed.
Nope. Not stopping here.
Okay. Make me a wits perception.
Yeah. Fuck if I go into a little girl's bedroom.
Yeah, you haven't done
a wits composure, rather.
Oh, wits composure. Okay.
That's how you do perception rolls.
Right. I was like, wait, wits perception?
My brain short-circuited.
I got a 10, so let's see what we got here. 2 successes. Nice.
You look up to where the next floor would be. The staircase doesn't continue anymore, but you do see a hatch in the ceiling. But it's a good 15 feet up.
Curiouser and curiouser. Wonder how I'd get up there. Or if I even want to. Seems like it'd be kind of scary.
That's where she keeps her dragons.
Ugh. Well, I can't fly, so much for that. Huh. Still. I'll go back down, do my business, and then head back to the sitting room.
Okay.
It's been a while.
I've just been standing there, waiting for food, hanging on to other Samantha.
Awkward Sierra thing. Opens one of the doors adjacent to the sitting room. Well, this is where your fetch would be staying. I don't know if you're going to investigate, but from there, it looks like a pretty small room with a single bed and a basic wardrobe.
I mean, I guess I would, but, what's other Samantha doing?
She is looking around a lot. Occasionally she looks down at where you're holding her. And makes no attempts to pull against you, but she does look kind of excited and nervous.
Oh. Hey, nothing wrong with that. So what do you think of the place?
Well, it seems nice.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of the place?
Pretty.
Would you be satisfied if she happened to stay here for any extended period of time?
I'm not letting go.
Why? Why must you be this way? What are you afraid of?
So, Emmett comes in. He is carrying a pint of cider in one hand, and on his other arm, he has tucked an 8-legged creature that bears a big similarity to a pig that he just slaps down on the table in front of Samantha. It hasn't been cooked, but it has been warped.
I will use my free hand and just start stuffing myself.
Okay, you start tearing pieces off of this pig.
We like some raw and wriggling.
It tastes like pork, but slightly sweeter.
Is it still alive, or like, was she eating it alive?
No, it's dead.
You gonna finish that?
I'm just gonna keep eating.
Yeah,
she's probably
just
eating
yes.
the whole thing. She might, you know,
if you're gonna
you.
Take some, I'll be okay with it. But I'm just gonna keep eating until it's gone.
And you are given a pint of cider.
Right. Oh, bottoms up, I guess. I'm gonna swig some.
Okay.
YOLO.
It's tasty, but you could fuel a jet with this thing.
Whew. I like it. Where did you get this? This is great. Wow.
I made it.
You made it? Whoa, can I get your recipe? What? Wow.
You get apples, cinnamon, and ferment them.
Okay, fair enough.
They grow in the orchard outside.
Oh, okay. So are they like, this is going to sound silly, or are they like magical apples? Or
things that grow in the hedge take on unusual characteristics.
Okay. I'm hearing this a lot. Boy, it was delightful. I don't want to be a glutton about this, but man.
Would you like another, sir?
No. I don't have to drive anywhere, but no, I'm all set. So, look, I'll be honest here. My job coming here was, you know, investigate, see that the place is going to be nice and safe, and then somehow convince Miss Samantha over here that, you know, our new friend is going to be completely fine here, and she can come to visit anytime, and, you know, she can let her go and maybe let her live her life without you attached to her by the hand.
Yes, I think...
Why?
I'd like her
why?
To let go now.
What are you doing?
I don't think
what
she
is
wants
this
to
for?
Safe. She just wants to keep her...
I'm not letting go.
Why? What is this about?
She says she's me.
Right?
No.
Well, okay, I feel like maybe we need to have a nice discussion about what the term me means.
Right, is this going to be a problem? Do we need to get rid of the fetch?
I don't really see what's the problem. Well, okay. So, let's say that she is...
The fetch starts
you.
Crying, by the way.
Yeah.
As you discuss killing her in front of her.
I, we're not killing anybody.
Yeah.
So... Alright, so, it's, the way I see this is, it's kinda like how, you know, sometimes people have identities. Like, let's say I happen to get my hands on somebody's social security number, or maybe their identification, or everything else in their wallet, or something like that. Now, I can go around and say that I am them, and that's not true, right?
I'm just looking confused, because you used a bunch of things that I'm, like, only marginally familiar with.
Okay. Let's say I get a little piece of paper that says, you know, I am Samantha, right? That's not true, but I can still walk around and say that I'm Samantha, right?
But you don't look like me.
I don't look like you. That's right. But I can still say that, and if I provide enough proof, people will believe me. Right?
Maybe.
Right. Now that doesn't make me you. You specifically. And she is not you, Samantha. She has the same name as you. She might even look a little bit like you. But the two of you are clearly separate people. And this is something you can look at, and it's true. This is the truth. Look, see? She is standing next to you. She can't be you if she's standing next to you. Right?
I don't think I'm you.
See? There you go.
I'm a different person.
Totally different people. You are you, and she is her. You are both named Samantha, and that's okay. There's lots of people in the world named Eddie, believe me. So why don't we just, you know, we can let her be her, we can let you be you, and then that way, you know, the problem is solved. It's okay. She's not you. You're not her. Is that all right?
I want to keep her close. I'm not letting go.
Well, I mean, you can keep her, you know, close in, like, an emotional sense. You can be good friends. You can hang out all the time. But at some point, she's going to need that hand. And you're going to need yours. We need you with us. You're a tough girl. You're really strong. And, you know, I mean, given that we've been doing some stuff for, you know, we've been running some errands for the queen here. And, you know, we put ourselves into a very dangerous situation last night. I mean, you wouldn't want to subject Samantha over here to any other dangerous situations, would you?
Hmm.
You know, so at some point you're going to have to let her go. And you can come back to her anytime. She's always going to be here. And I'm sure Miss Watson, it would be all right to visit, right?
I suppose so.
Yeah, see? What do you say? It's all right, and obviously they come here. They've got some damn good drinks, I'll tell you that much. And how's the, spider pig?
I like my lips. You know, good.
Doing whatever a spider pig does for you?
Yummy.
Yeah, all right. So see, we can come here, we can have tea, or more of this cider, we can be guests. And the best part is, you know, with Samantha staying here, you know, not you, the other Samantha staying here, we're helping the Queen of Autumn as well.
Helping?
Sierra looks confused.
We are. This is an opportunity for everybody involved. Sierra, have you ever had a chance to study a fetch that's actually willing to speak and, you know, not just do strange and awful things like what apparently happened to Hickson?
Not one that's realized that he or she is a fetch.
Right. So this might be a very unique opportunity. Oh, of course, you know, with your consent. I mean, obviously, if you're going to stay here, you know, naturally, I'm sure that Miss Sierra has many questions for you. You're a very special person. You know that, right, Samantha?
She nods. I think I would like her to let go of me now.
Yeah. So why don't you two lead your lives, and then, you know, you can stay in touch. That's what having a friend is. And it would be nice to have a friend in a world like this, right? Especially one that doesn't judge you.
Fine. And I slowly let go.
She pulls her hand away and starts rubbing at her wrist.
Yeah. I guess you don't know your own strength, huh? Thank you. I appreciate it. I really do. Look, Miss Watson, is there anything that you actually want us, you know, we've learned a lot, I wanted to talk to you about what I saw in there, you know.
Go on.
Slaves, it's just, I had no idea this kind of thing was happening. I mean, what do we know about what they do? They sell these people to other changelings, or do they make deals with the Fae?
Yes and yes. Yeah, the same way that I assume you were abducted at some point. Some Fae get their specimens secondhand. There are marauders and privateers who come out into our world and grab people to sell at the market. Apparently, Ivan was one of them.
So, well, what are we going to do about this? Or rather, what do you typically do about this? What do the courts do?
In this case, bolster our defense, try to find out if any of our people have been dealing in humans, and otherwise, there's not much we can do. The markets operate on their own laws.
Well, who would know more about the laws?
Well,
is there some sort of governing body over the market that we can meet with?
Yes, but they are the market. There's nothing illegal about what they're doing. I think
since they're okay with slaves, they're okay with slaves.
So then why all the secrecy if they're so okay with it?
Because some people might have a moral objection and therefore boycott their wares. Be bad for business.
So then why not just go public about it? We have the proof. How much stronger than us are they? Who even are goblins? That's another thing that's kind of bothering me. Like, what does they're just denizens of the hedge? Like, they just live there?
Essentially, yes. Goblin is a blanket term. It most commonly refers to hobgoblins, which are creatures that live in the hedge. Not sure what they are or where they come from. Some of them may have been people like you or I who simply failed to escape all the way. Others, we don't know. Spontaneously sprung into existence on the whim of a fae who got bored of them. Who knows? But if we go public, then we are going to find ourselves unwelcome at the market. And we need the market.
What do we need the market for, though? I mean, aside from, you know, I mean, do all markets operate in this way, or is it just this one market?
Most of them likely deal in slaves.
And there's no way that we can just find ethical markets, as awkward as that sounds?
If you want to go into the hedge and start roaming around trying to find one and then convince it to come to this area...
That's interesting.
The market provides us tokens, magical objects, contracts, essential supplies, information. All things important to our survival.
I guess you can't really find everything at the market then if there are different ones out there. Starting to lose a lot of faith in this entire system.
In the market?
Sure.
We have nothing to do with that. Markets have existed since before our little freehold, and they will probably exist after we're gone.
So what's next? What can I do?
If you want to go back, try to find out if any of our people are buying or selling slaves, or investigate other changelings.
I mean, I'd have to have a lead first. Don't exactly know people is the problem. It'd be nice to learn about people, I guess, would be a good way to put it.
You mean people like us?
Well, sure. I don't know, individuals.
Well, you didn't hear it from me, but if I was to guess one person among our number who would be a slave trader, I'd put my money on Arthur Swain.
Who?
He refers to himself as a commodities broker. He's quite wealthy, lives in Augusta, not particularly involved in our politics, but I'm not quite clear on where his money comes from or goes.
All right. Arthur Swain. Why does that name sound familiar to me?
I don't know.
No. I mean, just, would that name sound familiar to me? Or is it just, like, he's some anonymous millionaire who lives in Augusta?
He's not a well-known individual. Okay. And you don't think you've ever heard him mentioned before.
He was never in the media or something like that?
No. He's not.
Okay.
He's one of, you know, an anonymous, you know, couple thousand, like a Wall Street investment banker type. He's gotcha. Not like a Bill Gates or a Warren Buffett. Just right. One of those guys who's well off, but not notably so.
Okay. So he lives in Augusta. Looks like we got a lead then. Hey, Samantha. Wanna do some investigating?
Both Samanthas look at you.
Not yeah. You. I arch my eyebrows. I'll buy you a hamburger.
Okay.
You just ate an entire pig.
Well, there's always room for burgers.
There's always room for another hamburger.
Alright. So, hey, I got one more question for you.
Go on.
How do we get out of here?
Emmett will show you the way out.
I give him the snap finger. Sweet.
He plots.
Extra pinkies, kind of like wiggling.
He plods his way down the stairs. Do you wish to go out the way you came in, sir?
What other options do I have?
Takes you back down to the room where you came in on, and it is filled with doors.
Whoa! What is this?
Entrances and exits, sir.
Well, alright, it's a stupid question to ask which one leads where, but do any of them lead remotely close back to the hotel?
The one you came in was closest, sir.
That's unfortunate.
Although if you do intend to go to Augusta now, we do have exits there.
I don't think I can do this one alone. But I think I'll take the way back to the hotel.
He opens the door for you.
Ready to go?
I'm just following you.
All right, let's go.
You step out of a janitor's closet. The door closes and locks seemingly on its own behind you.
Yeah, I'm very proud of you. Just want you to know that.
Hmm?
Just because you let go. You didn't dwell on it.
Hmm.
It's very good. There's nothing wrong with that. Not so sure Hickston would be into this, but maybe Will would, huh? Seems like the type to want to go and apply vicious amounts of lightning to people.
I cock my head to the side.
What, you don't want to apply vicious amounts of lightning to these guys? They're trading slaves.
Lightning? And I just stare at my hand.
Not you, Will. You know, and I make, like, a zapping motion. Like, zzz, zzz.
Hmm.
Did you not notice that? I can show you the scar.
Yeah, it happened once.
It kind of hurt. Whatever. Uneventful walk back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hickson, do you have any particular plans? You're setting up your breakfast. I assume you feed Molly.
Yeah, I guess I should. No real plans. I guess try to keep this place running.
Okay. You tally a bill for all the damages
exactly.
They've done.
I was just saying, I should go find out all the shit they wrecked.
Okay.
And get my money.
You gonna knock before you let yourself into their rooms?
Is anyone even there?
I'm sleeping.
I'll wait for people to wake up then.
I'm gonna be sleeping for a good long time.
Okay, so, here's a good question. How much longer do they actually have left?
This is the last day.
I know, it keeps on going longer and longer.
Yes.
This is the last day.
They have one more night. They need to be out tomorrow.
Okay. Okay.
Because, don't worry. It's just, I don't know about the rest of them, but I made arrangements.
I don't know, but you're going to. You're not going
to
leave it here.
It's pretty damn big. You don't even know how they fit it through the door.
Huh.
Not to mention
wagon.
The lock.
Yeah, well, magic.
So, Will, it's getting on the time that you need to wake up and start heading to work for your shift.
I wake up because I want to.
Do you, though? You've been up all night. This is really comfy. It's probably the best sleep you've ever had.
Nope.
And you have to get up and go to work.
Nope.
Do
gotta
you,
be responsible.
In your heart, want to wake up
also,
and go to work?
Also,
yes.
Probably still hurt from when you had an axe to you.
That's true.
Do you really want to get up and go to work?
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds like this entire endeavor sucks balls and you don't
nope.
really want to go to work.
Nope, I have to.
I want you to make me a resolve roll, minus one, because you missed an entire night's sleep, and it is affected by your wound penalty.
So, one is the lowest number of dice I can roll?
Yes, has it gone below one?
Yes.
So your resolve is one?
Actually, what is my wound penalty now that I have four thingies?
What's your maximum?
Two. Oh, sorry, my maximum is eight.
Oh, then you don't have a penalty anymore.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, my resolve is two anyways, so it's simply one.
So it's gone down to one. If it goes lower than one, then a roll of one would be catastrophically failing.
So you'll sleep forever.
Okay, here we go. That's a two.
Oh, I wish it was a one.
Is two a success?
No, as it turns out, it isn't.
So what you're saying is I don't want to go to work.
You are having the greatest sleep you've ever had, and now that you're a changeling, you have lucid dreams. So you are in a perfect dream state where you are master.
Huh. I'm going to need two beds. This one's for the weekend.
Well, isn't that unfortunate?
Apparently, yes.
So you just sleep in there?
Yep.
I'm sure your work is going to call your cell.
But you're not gonna wake up.
Wait, does he have a cell phone?
No.
Well, he may have bought one in the time he's been working.
I work at a store that sells them.
Yeah.
Ah,
you could afford, like, a shitty prepaid.
Yeah, I can get a shitty prepaid.
Well, you're not about to be able to afford it anymore.
Okay. Hey, Clarissa, Will's alarm is going off through the wall next to you.
I start banging on the wall between our walls.
Okay.
Is it all funny?
No.
I will not get up and knock on his door.
Okay.
And if he doesn't answer, I'll try opening it.
Did you lock the door before you went to sleep?
Probably.
It's locked.
I'm going to go to the lobby to look for Hickson.
He's tallying a bill.
Hey, Hixton. Hey.
What?
Hey. Will's alarm is just going off and going off and going off and going off.
Good for him.
And going
off. Okay.
And going
okay.
off. And going off. And going off. And this is going to continue until you stop it. And going off. And going off.
Why?
And going off. And going
why you don't?
You can open his door and turn it off. And not... going off. And going off.
Yes, expect a certain level of privacy there.
And going off. And going off.
Oh my god, fine! I'll go and open this door.
Oh, this is beautiful.
You open the door. Will is completely passed out, sprawled across the chaise lounge, drooling. His alarm is going off urgently.
Can I check if he's alive?
Oh, he's definitely alive.
Okay, then.
He's, warm,
he's just sleeping.
Thing. He's
bye. Good. I know, I'll go and turn his alarm off and leave. Oh, before I leave, I'm going to check to see is... I don't think there's anything broken in this room, but I'll look. Where the fuck did you get his bed?
You were there for the transaction.
Yeah,
no,
you
I think
were.
He was buying a Betamax. Back to the Future at that point.
I don't like
I thought that all happened one after from. Another.
But I don't know why it's in the room.
Yeah, you don't know how this got
okay.
in here. Because he didn't bring it back with him.
No, he did not. Okay. Well, I guess while I'm here, I'll go in Cliff's room. And I already know the mirror is broken, but...
When the beds is broken.
What are you doing in my room?
Just tallying up dues.
Okay, I didn't break any of the shit.
Someone did.
Wasn't me, so I'm not paying for it.
Someone is. Okay.
I think it might be you.
No.
I'm sure you have insurance on this shithole.
I'm sure Ivan has insurance on this shithole.
You can look like Ivan.
True. And well, and they're also not going to pay insurance
like.
For just a mirror.
Oh, that's true. You only know how changeling Ivan looks like.
I don't know that, so I don't say
okay.
that.
Okay. Anyway. His alarm's off. Goodbye.
Eddie and Samantha arrive back
bye.
At the hotel.
I am sleeping again.
Okay, when you return to your respective rooms, you find your roommate sleeping.
I'll take a nap, too.
All right, Tom is away.
Like a jerkwad.
Yep.
Oh, he is?
He
said BRB in the chat.
Oh, okay.
Burb.
Burb. Or if you say it like Winston, burp, burp.
I don't think Winston talks.
He says burnt all the time.
We can take this opportunity to pimp out the new fan art we received from Nicholas.
Mmm. More
pretty yes, someone drew NPCs for me, which...
No one cares, they're NPCs.
I know, right? So, aww. That's on the
but
front page right
people.
Now, slash in the character art gallery. Okay, Hixton, you look on Craigslist for a Betamax player.
Okay.
So
well, I don't need it. I don't need to actually play it.
Closest one is in Boston.
You just want to have it?
Yeah.
Well, you have it now.
So we can win bets. It's like, I bet I have this thing.
Yeah,
but then you can't prove that that's what it contains, either.
How's that even a thing?
I own things for no reason.
Okay. You're a collector of rare antiquities.
Yeah, yes.
Does anyone have any fiendish plans I should be aware of?
I'm just gonna destroy them.
Well, I would, except that involves waking up.
How late is he gonna be?
Until I'm arrested, I suppose.
Yeah.
I knew that bed would be I'm doing.
Do 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 do.
You want me to go get
pictures of sleeping?
Super exciting.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Once again, my character is a bastion of excitement.
At best, Eddie's going to come in and poke you a couple times. Probably get woken up by your cell phone, since he is unable to wake you until you regain consciousness on your own late in the evening. You
late
wake up,
evening.
You feel great.
Oh,
if you have any spent willpower, you can recover two of it.
Oh, nice. What about, whatchamacallit?
Wounds?
Yes.
Yes, you can downgrade, well, I guess downgrading it to a bashing would make it go away 15 minutes later anyway.
Yeah.
So you can get rid of one of your lethal wounds.
Yay.
You feel great.
Oh, this is wonderful. Shit, what time is it?
If you could teleport, you might catch the last 5 minutes of your shift.
What did you do to my alarm, you assholes?
We don't know what Eddie's doing. We can assume he's napping.
I mean, yeah, I made it back.
Yeah, you came back.
Of course, the moment I kind of looked at the chaise lounge, shrug, and go to sleep.
Well, you get woken up several times by his cell phone going off.
I guess I will go outside and I will
call
the store.
I'm probably just going to turn it off. It's like I'm going to flip it open and just like hit the power button on it or something.
Okay.
Or pop the battery out of it.
So it's late in the evening when you wake up.
Yeah, I'm going to, at this point, I guess, call the store.
Okay, well, you turn your phone back on. You have 5 missed calls and 2 voicemails.
Yep.
You going to listen to them or just call straight through the store?
Just call straight to the store. Listen to those later.
Gary's Gizmos. This is Gary. How can I help you?
Hi, Gary. It's Will. I'm sorry. Apparently a power surge reset my alarm, and I was apparently really tired today.
Your shift started at noon. It's 7:34.
Like I said, apparently I was really tired today. I am really, really, really sorry.
Great
Again.
Excuse.
What? Alarm clock knocked out by power?
And it's 7:30 p.m.
Yeah, and he did call you several times. Okay, a manipulation subterfuge.
Excellent, excellent, good.
I'm going to say
boss.
Minus no call, no show. For an afternoon shift, you called several times, and it's your first month.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say -3.
Okay, cool. So I have -3 dice.
I would have 5 dice.
My manipulation is 1. My subterfuge is 0, so it's at -1 for being unskilled. And then
so
-3.
You do have lots of willpower.
Yeah, you just recovered 2 willpower, boss.
Oh boy, I can bump it up to like.
You can bump 2. It up to 0.
Yeah, I can bump it up to.
Oh, wait, doesn't
0.
He get the beginner's luck die and then he would add 3 to that?
No,
because you don't get the beginner's luck until the final computation. So he would add 3 to his -3 and still be at 0.
Well, how badly do you want that job, Kevin?
It doesn't change anything.
It doesn't matter. He's rolling 1 die regardless.
Good luck.
Go! That's a 5.
Oh, I wish it was a 1.
I wish it was a 10, and then you ended up getting 10 like 3 more times.
Look, I'm sorry, Will, but I need people who can show up on time reliably.
But I have for the past month. This is the first incident.
If you were late, or if you called with an emergency, but because you slept in through a noon shift, and I called you several times.
Yeah, someone turned my phone off. Or just ran out of batteries. I don't know which.
The battery was popped out, actually.
Oh.
Look, I'm sorry, Will.
I guess have fun finding some terrible high school student.
Oh, that's harsh.
Now you're just insulting the man.
Yeah, wow.
Well, that's apparently what the man wants. That's what the man wants. Why would I get a reference? I'm getting fucking fired.
I mean, because, you know, you slept in once, but, you know, he could still say, yeah, he was a good worker. Just, you know, make sure he shows up.
Isn't it illegal to say anything bad when someone calls for a reference?
Not at all.
Like, say when they work, that they work there.
It's not illegal, but most employers cover their ass by, because you could be sued for libel or defamation for saying something that you can't prove. So a lot of companies just say, like,
they worked from this time to this time.
Yes.
Yeah.
He hangs up on you when you tell him good luck finding a terrible high school student.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it won't be that hard.
Oh, yeah.
The hard part is finding the good high school students. I know I'm a teacher. Or was a teacher. Well then.
I don't know if you ever got your dot of resources, but you can take it away.
I did get a dot of resources.
Hey, boss. What's up?
You're asleep.
You came home hours ago, so.
Yeah, you just slept for 80 bajillion years.
Well, I mean, when did they get home?
They probably got home at, like, 1 or something.
Yeah, going with a while ago.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you only got, like, 5 hours of sleep, maybe?
You fuck?
After being up all night? I don't know.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but he's
You're just
also
randomly awake at the same time I am.
No, also, I was woken up by you having a conversation with your boss.
Yeah,
I
said I stepped out of the room.
Outside.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Okay, so you walk back in. Eddie's asleep. Your alarm has been turned off.
I guess I'll turn it back on. Anyways, so, the paper said something about a tutoring job. 3 weeks ago.
I hope this becomes a trope, like, Kevin just finds himself unable to keep a job.
Aww.
This damn
not out of any
long.
Kind of bitterness, just, yeah.
I love
it's
it
because
so
of the damn stays long.
Keep sleeping in.
I love it
yeah,
so
like,
much.
He'll go in Friday night, and he doesn't have to work till Monday, and he'll just sleep the entire time.
Nope, love it so much.
Well, how often do you wake up and really want to go to work?
I could burn that man's shop to the ground.
What's your clarity?
Oh, it's 7.
Okay.
But he's
I've made
wrathful.
All my clarity rolls so far. I'm wrathful, yeah.
If it was any higher, you'd probably have to make a roll just for thinking about that.
Come on! Everyone sort of thinks that kind of thing if they get fired. Like,
yeah.
I just punch that guy in the gut.
Or melt his car.
Mm-hmm. Or slash his tires.
That'd be fun. Huh?
Okay. It's evening. Eddie's asleep. Clarissa, I assume, has woken up at this point.
Yeah. I'll be, you know, putting clothes on.
Well, I screwed my sleep schedule.
And
I wonder how they go to the library.
Moving around would wake me up.
I'm going to go to the library.
And look for a job?
Yes. Because we move into a new place tomorrow.
Library's probably closed.
Ah.
Will be closed by the time you get there.
Darn it. Friggin' library.
Well, you got a month. Presumably you paid your security in first month.
Yeah.
What sorts of, what sort of locks does the library have?
Oh god!
Does the library have any video cameras?
You weren't paying that much attention, probably. It's a small town library.
Into a library.
Probably not.
Hmm.
Unless they do.
That's you just... see Clarissa walk by, not wearing any clothes. Samantha, are you following her to work again?
Well, I'm wearing clothes. Technically.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm riding a bike.
What do you guys... What do you guys actually do for work? I've never actually been awake for it.
I sell tickets to porn.
Is it exciting?
I get tips.
Also extra money.
Hmm.
I just got that now.
Dicks. Yep. The joke was dongs.
Was it? Are you sure?
Not always maybe. Dicks.
Free protein shakes. Handmade white sauce.
Yo, I'm not going in this direction. I'm not the person doing this. This is not me.
Bull semen.
Mountain Dew. Blizzard.
So, I don't know what to do at night.
Oh, you gotta break into the library?
You can always hang around.
Or burn down that guy's store?
Ooh.
Go
man.
On. They'll
now,
never suspect the guy who got fired today.
I was going to say, it's too soon.
I always hang around the movie theater and watch me sell porn tickets.
You're wrathful.
I am wrathful.
Once you grew up and he fired you.
Yeah.
An asshole.
You know what I can do? I can send a surge through his electrical system. He didn't like my story about a surge. Well, no one's going to like his.
Lovely.
He won't anyways. Now, what time do they close?
Probably like 8.
Wish. You were probably supposed to close.
Ah, good. Good. Actually, I'm probably going to wait until like 10, and then head over.
Okay.
Are you going to hang around the movie theater to watch me sell porn?
It's a fun time.
Nah, it doesn't sound like a fun time.
That's what other people do.
I'll hang around the park in Nightingale.
Hyde Park?
Yeah, that one.
There's people smoking pot.
Oh, I think it was Jekyll Park as a send-up of Hyde Park. But it's been in a campaign in a year since we referenced it.
Yeah, I forget. The park.
Jekyll Park. Anyway, yes. You go creep around the park at night.
Are there any high school students there?
There's a few high school students having sex.
Yes.
Pot.
Yes, there are.
Hey, kids, you need some tutoring in math?
Are you Eddie now?
Or physics? I got them.
Let me teach you all about friction.
And they're just waggling his tongue at them like...
What? No! I got all the answers for your physics test.
One penis plus one vagina equals
good
one baby.
Good fucking lord.
Okay. You hang out at the park. Are you actually scheming out teenagers?
I'd like to offer them tutoring.
You don't get any takers.
Damn it. It's like you kids want to fail. Kids don't know what's good for them. See how you do in physics. They did great problems.
You were going to have one taker, but it was for chemistry, and you don't do chemistry.
I don't do chemistry. It's true. Well, darn. I don't know what to do with myself then. Will is not a creature of the night.
Okay. Are you going to the store after hours?
Yes.
Okay. It's closed.
Mm-hmm. But somewhere outside the building, there's an electrical box.
There sure is.
I would like to touch it. and direct a surge of current into the building, all throughout its electronics.
Okay. So you're trying to control elements then?
Yes, that one.
Yeah, make me a roll.
Okay. That's what, manipulation?
Plus weird, and it costs weird. 3 glamour.
Costs 3 glamour. Fucking...
Huh.
I'd like to spend a willpower on it, because, yeah.
He really wants to.
You're an asshole.
Vengeance is sweet. Wow, that was a shitty roll. One success, though.
That is something.
It's okay. More than none.
You feel the flow of electricity through the building. You can see everything inside blink on, and then power off.
Yeah. My work here is done.
Some smoke coming out of the neon sign out front. I'd like you to roll me 2 dice.
I love rolling 2 dice. That's a success.
Somehow justified to yourself.
My clarity's never going down.
You're just gonna start eating fucking babies and whatever.
That's okay.
These
babies. Well, as long as you cook them, they're
something
fine.
Something stem cells. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. One of these babies was going to be Hitler, but I stopped it.
Eddie, when you wake up, it's about 9 o'clock. You wake up knowing that. Somewhere, someone is lighting a candle and saying a prayer for you. And you can recover 1 glamour.
Aww.
What?
Your lady prayed for you. Yes.
Wait a second, but I mean okay.
Whenever she wakes up, before she puts on her makeup, she says a little prayer for you.
Can I also recover willpower?
Yes, you slept.
Yeah. Oh, thank goodness. I needed that.
Oh. And actually, Will can recover his willpower for indulging his vice.
Yeah. Those people were dicks. That was a dick back. But you know what?
They deserved it.
Feels good. And they deserved it.
Actually, what is your virtue, Kevin?
Hope.
Hope and wrath. It occurred to me that I don't have everybody's down. What is Samantha's virtue and vice?
I just kind of picked justice and wrath.
Justice and wrath?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Hixton?
Fortitude and greed. Mainly the greed.
And Eddie.
Greed and justice.
Okay.
Fuck everyone, except for people who deserve it. Deserve it.
I want good things to happen, but I get really pissed when they don't.
That sounds like a very human thing, actually.
Yeah, all these assholes are in the way of the vision.
Yeah, and if she only realized that everybody but you was jerks, she'd love you.
Boom.
So you wake up and someone is praying for you.
Like in the room right now? Because that's creepy. No.
You just know that someone lit a candle and said a prayer for you.
Oh, that's a little weird. What am I, like some kind of god?
No, she's not praying to you. She's praying
for you. Thank goodness
for
that. Well, that's sweet. The fuck is this Shay's Lounge thing doing here? Was I there for the transaction? I don't recall.
Yes.
You also saw that Will was sleeping on it when you came in.
Huh. So this must be that magical couch that he bought.
You should sleep in it.
Chase Flounder.
Should sleep in it. Oh my god, that would be the best.
Nope.
Well, he's not here, well so rested. You can always sleep in it.
Nope, you're already well rested.
True,
he's sleep in it.
Really want to sleep,
sleep
in it.
Sleep in it.
Sleep in it.
He'll set me on fire again.
That's not what happened.
It won't even let you out. Like,
yes,
you could be on
but
fire,
you'll
but you'll still
sleeping
be sleeping
in it.
Ooh.
That sounds dangerous. I was thinking about that. Like, would he want to wake up if someone were stabbing him?
At that
he'd
point,
probably get a roll, because he wouldn't want to wake up to be in pain, but he'd want to wake up to stop it.
Yeah, he'd probably want to wake up for, you know, survival instincts and all.
Fair yeah. enough. That's
not
what I was thinking.
Not being stabbed, good, big priority of mine. I got hit with a battle axe once, and I don't want it to happen again.
Well, that wasn't being stabbed. That was slashed. That's different.
Yeah, that's
completely
slashed.
Different.
Maybe you'd like being stabbed.
Mm.
Yeah. Something,
you
something.
Find a dominatrix. Figure it out.
Haha, something, something gay porn. Yep. What?
What?
The penis.
Okay.
In the butt.
It's raining out, by the way. So it's raining as you're making your way back to the hotel or wherever you're wandering.
Oh, this is awful. Actually, I would like to go to the porn theater.
Okay.
I'm selling tickets.
Not many.
I'm standing there.
It's pouring rain.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wonder how everyone's doing in the porno theater.
Are the horror movies still going?
You said you were waiting till 10?
Yeah.
Then probably the horror movies are still showing, but there's none yet to start.
There's some disgusting porn that's kind of horrifying.
Well, no, I don't actually want to watch a horror movie. You know, I'm here for the emotions.
Yeah, he's here for the food.
Okay. Some odd dollars.
Of 30 bucks for changelings.
30 bucks!
Ugh. Sounds like a lot.
Also, I'm leaning over and showing, like, all of my cleavage.
Ew. Oh, please, dear.
Come on, you're into 14-year-olds.
No, I'm not. What makes you think that? What in our time together makes you think that I'm into you at all? Like, you're a nice girl and all, but no, not like this. Ugh, actually, this weirds me out. I'm turned off now. I don't even want it. I don't even want to feed on emotions. I'll go get my own emotions. Thank you very much.
Feed off your own crypto.
Aw, man. I bet I really creeped out those high school students. I should have, Darn.
Now, if I offered tutoring, they'd take it up.
Yeah, probably. They want it from some 14-year-old girl who probably doesn't know anything about physics.
No, I think she knows a lot about friction.
Yes.
It won't take it. Person who majored in it.
Are you seething in rage over there?
No.
Are you sure?
Like,
no, I shouldn't be
rage. I have some of your rage, kind of thing.
Shouldn't be killing high school students. That's really bad. What did they do?
They didn't take you up on.
Aside from being annoying little shits.
Well, I mean, they're always annoying little shits. Disembodied voice.
Yeah, I'm still just kind of. I guess I'm chilling at the hotel for a while. Actually, I should probably go and check out my shitty new apartment.
Okay, it's raining. Are you going to walk in the rain?
No. Ugh. Hate walking in the rain.
Damn it, I wish I had a higher thing of elements of electricity so I could turn into electricity and ride the power lines to the hotel.
Exactly. That'd be storm spirit.
Yeah.
Go.
Zip zap.
Hickston, where are you right now?
What time is it?
About 10 o'clock.
Sleeping.
Okay.
We're an exciting bunch, aren't we?
Yeah. Super exciting.
I got my lead. I'm just waiting until everybody else coalesces together. I don't need to talk about it.
So wait, so tonight's the last night they stay here?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. You happy? You're going to get your goddamn hotel back.
Back,
quote unquote. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Hickston. He got it a day ago.
There is a knock on your door.
Hickston?
Hickston.
That's you.
Ashowitz, you know.
Go away. Now. Bye.
Great customer service.
Sleep time.
I have something you might be interested in.
Eddie, I don't want to have sex with you. Please leave.
Are you the man who killed Ivan?
Technically, no.
You wouldn't be lying if you said no, so therefore you're going to say yes.
Who said Ivan is dead? Exactly. I'm going to get up and look through the people.
You see, standing out in the rain, a man, you presume, in a black hoodie, wearing a white rabbit mask with big red eyes.
Oh, that's not creepy.
In fact, there are holes in his hoodie where the rabbit ears go through.
Okay. Have you been watching Black Bullet or something, Nick?
Never heard of that.
That makes me think of Doubt, actually, Rabbit Doubt.
Never heard of
makes
that.
Makes me think of Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Makes never me think of Rosen Maiden.
What?
You okay, I've heard of Who Framed Roger Rabbit. The other
of course you've heard of Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Because it has one of the most terrifying villains ever.
Christopher yeah. Lloyd?
Christopher Lloyd.
Except on the Betamax version, it's Eric Stoltz.
I really hope that Christopher Lloyd's entire career in Betamax world is subverted by Eric Stoltz.
He's in that.
It is now.
My Friend the Martian, or whatever it is.
Yes. He specializes in replacing Christopher Lloyd with Eric Stoltz.
Guy's actually a huge fan.
I'm gonna make sure the chain is closed, Zach, and I'm pretty sure I already locked the door, but I'm gonna make sure it's locked. What did he say last? I forgot since then. With all the
he asked if you were the man who killed Ivan, and you said, "Who says Ivan's dead?"
I said,
"Are you claiming he's not?"
I guess yes. I'm claiming he's not.
Then you didn't stop his reign of terror.
Terror? What terror exactly?
The abductions.
You should ask who it is.
I could ask who it is, but I'm going to.
Should I lie? Should I not lie? When in doubt, lie. That's the Hickson Bashwick way.
Yes. Because I don't want getting out too much that he's dead, because then I can't pretend to be him to the right people.
Really pretending.
Oh, yes, when he takes Ivan's form.
And pretends he's Ivan.
That time that we did it, because we needed to, because he's involved in illicit things. Okay, what did he say again? All these people distracted me.
He said so you didn't put an end to his reign of terror.
Well, then I asked what terror are you talking about?
Said the abductions.
Like, I've not heard of such things.
What?
Why, who are you? Why are you coming to me? What is this all about? What's going on?
They call me Jack Rabbit. I'm interested in truth.
He came to the wrong place.
Oh, God. Okay, Mr. You sound like a very nice fellow, Mr. Jack Rabbit. I think you may want to talk to the fine gentleman in the room that whatever the number that the guys are staying in, because I forget what the number is exactly.
Four, I think.
Four?
No, three. The girls are in four.
Three. I think those are the people that you want to talk to, Mr. Rabbit Man.
Very well.
Okay. You have fun with your truthness and your rabbit.
Diamonds.
I'm just going to assume Hickson is just always drunk.
He moves down to room 3 and knocks on the door.
Wizards!
My name is Jack Rabbit Rivers.
Like Jack Rabbit Slims?
The restaurant from Pulp Fiction?
yes?
No, not like that.
Okay. I open up the door. Hello?
You open up the door. He is soaking wet, standing there in a black hoodie, wearing an albino rabbit mask.
Why would you talk to this man?
Oh my god, you're soaking wet!
Maybe he's nice, Dave. Did you ever think of that?
Like, oh my god, you're soaking wet.
Are you one of the new arrivals?
Yes. Well. No? Well, wait a second. What constitutes new?
Last month, a group came in from Arcadia.
That's me. What's up? What's under the mask?
My face.
Aww.
Mr. Bashawick said you were the man to talk to about truth.
Yeah, he's not very reliable in that regard, is he?
No.
So, if I'm the man to talk to about truth, and he's not the man to talk to about truth,
not talking about you.
Lying about me being the man to talk to about truth.
I was talking about Mr. Goody Two-Shoes, electric man.
Yeah, he's not there, though.
Yeah, I'm not there.
So you're not interested in what I've found?
I don't know. I mean, well, wait a second. What do you mean, what you found?
He takes out his smartphone.
His phone? Was that Galaxy S4?
Yes, the Survivor Edition.
Oh, that's good, because it's raining out. You don't want to, you know, get it wet.
He holds up the phone, and you see two big orbs of light in a video. It's a shitty cell phone video. They seem to be spinning around each other, dancing, bobbing around above a lake, and changing directions kind of erratically. The clip is only probably about 30 seconds long.
Well, what am I looking at here?
This was recorded 3 days ago near Echo Lake, a well-known path to Arcadia.
Right.
I think no one we know is afraid of balls of light coming after them from Arcadia.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
I'm terrified of lights randomly.
Yep. I don't know about that, because wasn't talking to me about it. Well, that's kind of crazy. So what is this, like some kind of X-Files thing? I mean, I'm trying to help you out here, but what are those? What's with the lights?
I think it's an incursion.
What do you mean, like that? They are coming? Coming to get us?
Yes, but they would be Fae.
Right. So let's get serious about this then all of a sudden. What are you trying to say?
Be careful. Be on the lookout. Maybe look into it, if you're as proactive as your reputation suggests.
Wait, we have a reputation?
I was going to say, wait, we have a reputation? Well, that's unfortunate.
Wait, we have a good reputation?
Apparently.
Are you the ones who killed Ivan?
I mean, no, that would be, that would actually be the marshal of the winter, of the summer court, but, you know. Apples and oranges. I mean, if you wanted to say that certainly we were instrumental in doing it, I guess we discovered that Ivan was a horrifying monster, but I feel like this wasn't something that, you know, nobody knew.
Perhaps, but you got action. Sandra Sato does not crawl out of her bottle for anything less than proof.
Yeah, tell me about it. Well... Alright, so what are you trying to say? That, yeah, we did a good thing. And what, now the Fae are like, oh, they're... I mean, what was Ivan wrapped up in? Was he, like, some kind of slave trader to the Fae. This is the proof we need, that kind of thing.
I'm saying it's interesting, and you might want to look into it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm already looking into someone else. Hey, you know a guy named Arthur Swain, by the way?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Good? What?
Wait, like, personally?
I've seen him.
Huh? So, you've seen him?
He's a man of eccentricities. His home security system is impeccable beyond reproach. He also appears to hoard gold.
Wait,
gold?
Gold? Like gold? The... We're Fort Knox style.
I need to come running down.
No, you're not.
Hoarding gold.
Someone said gold within a mile of you.
Yes, like, hello? Alright, well, you didn't hear it from me, but apparently he's been up to something real suspicious lately, and that's one of the things that I wanted to, quote-unquote, look into. I'll just say that.
Do you have any details?
Not really, but apparently he's been pretty involved in the slave trade.
Maybe.
If anything at all. And I don't approve of that. You're welcome to approve of it if you want, but we probably don't fight on the same side if that's the case. I really don't like slavery. It seems kind of shitty.
We're in agreement.
Yep.
Do you have a piece of paper?
I can fish one out. I walk into the, what do you call it?
There's a Bible in the drawer.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I was actually about to go and, look through the drawer and, like, grab one of the blank pages out of the Bible and just tear it out.
You tear a piece out of the Bible.
That's pretty good.
He takes out a pen and starts writing.
Yeah.
He writes out a long, elaborate URL. It just seems to be, like, random letters and numbers, but he seems to not even hesitate in writing it. And then he writes down...
Dot onion at the end?
No.
Oh, because that's how onion URLs work, like Tor Network.
He writes down, jackrabbit@nightingale.com. The first is a pod feed for people interested in the truth. The second is how to reach me if you find anything more.
Nightingale.com.
You like it, huh? The city's been a little lax on technological adaptation.
Just went to nightingale.com.
Huh? Is it porn?
No, it's a book sales site.
Just pictures of nightingales.
No, it's a book sales site about self-help books.
Yeah, it is.
But for the purposes of our imaginations, we're going to pretend that's not the case. But anyway. Yeah.
This episode not brought to you by Nightingale.com.
Right. So I'm going to take
They also do CDs and DVDs, though.
In that case, not this brought to you by Nightingale.com.
No.
Yeah. Got to worry about that media right there. Anyway, I take the URL, fold it up, and put it in my coat. So I got myself a new coat. Worth knowing? I don't really have a computer, but I'll do my best.
You're a fascinating man, Eddie Hayes. I think you'll do good work here.
He's not.
Who are you with?
I'm independent.
Seems like a good organization to join. Listen, I got a few people I need to talk to then. Maybe break into a library or something to use a computer. It'll be good practice!
I'll see you around, Mr. Hayes.
I hope so. I reach out to shake his hand.
He does reach out and shake you. He has a black leather glove on.
Does it seem like he's got, like, you know, a paw inside the glove or something? I'm kind of worried.
Feels like a hand. Normal hand, as far as you can tell.
Alright, well, I'm going to shake his hand. Nod at him. Then, we'll see him on his way.
Okay.
Word.
He walks off into the rain.
Lots and lots of gold. Let's go talk to Mr. Basherwick.
Mr. Basherwick has just tried to go back to sleep.
Exactly.
Oh, God. Mr. Rabbit Man, I don't know. Bye. No.
I opened out. The door.
It's locked. You can't just open the door.
Let's see about that. Larceny time.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do I notice that he's,
jiggling lock?
Yeah,
jiggling my lock. Your lock just like...
Does he?
Yeah, probably.
I'm going to get something heavy.
What? Dex Larceny, okay.
Yes.
I'm going to get something heavy and stand outside the door and wait for it to open.
But the chain is still on.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is still on.
Okay.
No successes. Whatever.
He jiggles the doorknob for a while.
Go away!
Hixton!
Perv man, what the fuck are you doing?
I got some news here that'll make you suck my non-existent cock.
Wait, what?
What?
That's the most fascinating
gold.
Go! Get the fuck out of here! Okay, I'm getting really creeped out now. I'm gonna call the police if you don't leave.
You like gold, Mr. Basherwick?
I don't want your pee, okay?
I drink water, Mr. Basherwick. You like gold? Fort Knox style.
I don't want to do any styles whatsoever. I do not want to get golden showered. I do not want to suck your dick. I don't want to do any sexual acts with you. Please stop trying to break into my door and leave.
It's a shame. You're going to be a rich man.
I'm not going to pay you or get paid for it either.
All right. Your loss. It's a shame. It's a lot of gold. I'm going to need some help carrying it all.
I don't want to carry your loads of gold.
You don't want to carry gold, Mr. Basherwick? Gold, okay. Money, dollars, cash?
Okay, please, okay, just drop any euphemisms or anything. Are you talking about actual, physical, real-life gold of monetary value?
Yeah, it's gold he'll shower on you.
I don't know. Are you an ass, or do you actually think that the guy who's been telling everyone to stay dressed is a huge pervert?
Dude, you are a huge pervert. Now just answer the question.
Let's get something real fucking straight here.
Yes, I am real straight. Now, please.
Yeah, you are.
Way, I'm not interested.
So, great, if I have that knowledge, and I'm coming up to you, and I'm saying, hey, do you want to make some gold? I'm offering you sexual favors, or do you think I need your fucking help?
The sexual favors thing, but you're probably trying to mean that you don't mean that. Okay, so actual gold.
Open
how do
your
I get access
door.
To actual gold?
Open your goddamn door.
Okay, I'm gonna still hold on to this hard thing in case he tries to rape me, but I'll open the door.
Chain still on.
I can still, well, opening the door implies that...
Okay, so you're opening it fully?
Yes.
Okay.
My gun is out.
Probably does not make him feel better.
Why?
Well, which gun?
If you have your gun out, I'm going to immediately start fucking bashing you then.
Oh, God!
Yay, we're excellent at pointless escalation.
Why would you come into my room with a gun after you know I am afraid of you raping me?
Let's get one thing straight.
No, the bad thing with the objects.
You open the door, you're standing in the doorway, rain pouring down behind you with a gun in your hand.
Yes. I'm going to immediately start attacking you.
Okay.
Oh my god.
I'm going to get out of the way.
Fortunately, the pact is already broken.
Yep. You're welcome.
So.
I at least tried to knock the gun out of his hand.
Okay, well, you're not a goddamn ninja. You see him holding a gun. You get to act first because he's not expecting. You are already wound up and expecting something. He just came to talk to you.
With his
I don't know. Out. It would have been fine. It would have been literally fine. It wouldn't have a gun pointed at me.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Want to roll me a strength weaponry?
Does brawl count?
Or is it, it might count for improvised weapons. Let me see. Also got to figure out the damage on random heavy thing you pick up in a hotel room.
I'm guessing it's a chair.
Oh, I was thinking more like a vase, maybe. Or a bit. Oh, a lamp. Lamp, probably.
Okay. You grab a lamp. Yes, so you can use your brawl, but it is a minus one penalty because you're trying to hit someone with a lamp.
So then I'm not actually using my brawl. It's just strength.
Okay.
One success.
Okay, my defense is 4.
Oh, actually, your defense subtracts from his roll.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he'd be rolling one die anyway.
Should I re-roll it or just count?
No, it would be the exact same roll.
Wait a second. Wait, how many die did I say roll?
One.
And rolling 2.
So
it's his chance.
Oh, it was 2? So,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Roll one die.
Okay, I'm going to re-roll one die. An 8.
Okay.
That's a success.
He wings you with a lamp that breaks, dealing 3 bashing damage.
Yep. That sounds like it hurts. I'm still holding the gun in his face.
Okay, I'm going to try to struggle the gun away from my face.
Are you going to respond in kind?
No.
Okay.
What the fuck?
He's grabbing at the gun.
The only thing I'm going to do is, I am going to, use my hearth powers to make sure that that is something he is going to have some trouble doing.
Okay, so you're going to use your powers to stop him from grabbing the gun?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What hearth power are you using?
Let's see. If I'm correct, because we are really bad at this, apparently.
Yeah, we are.
You're the one that pointed a gun at me!
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, it's going to be an opposed strength roll, so you could use Fickle Fate against him or Favored Fate for you.
I would like to use Favored Fate for me.
Okay. So it costs you 1 glamour.
Yes, it does.
How many times are you going to get people to fight you?
Yep.
He wants everyone to hit him.
Okay, I want both of you to roll your strength. And Eddie suddenly remembered a snippet of a Bruce Lee movie he once saw.
I do not get any successes.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just strength.
It is. So Eddie is rolling a strength plus 4.
Yep, that's success.
Yeah. He goes for the gun. You just, like, karate chop his elbow. And his whole arm goes tingly and he lets go of the gun.
Can I try to kick him in the nuts?
Well, Eddie, are you going to attack back?
I'm going to make something extremely clear to you, Mr. Basherwick.
Okay, I'm not going to finish listening to him. I'm going to kick him in the nuts.
God damn it. Oh my god, you guys are terrible. Okay. Strength brawl.
Why he's wasting time trying to convince me of something.
Yep.
Strength brawl.
Right in the
one
family
success.
Jewels.
Oh, sorry, it is minus his defense still.
Four.
Okay, he's then. Really hard to hit. He is elusive.
So how many... So one dice.
It goes down to a minimum of one.
I do not succeed.
Okay.
I do not. And I continue pointing the gun in his face. Want to have any kind of sexual contact with you or any other members of our party. And if you continue insinuating this, I will shoot you.
You're the one that's insinuating it.
You are the one who is making all these awful... Okay, that's it.
I just kept telling you that. You do this yourself.
No, I pull the trigger. The gun isn't loaded, but I'm going to pull the trigger.
Okay. He pulls the trigger. It goes click.
Okay, now I'm going to attack him again.
Oh, God. Okay.
Now that he doesn't have a fucking gun.
He can still try... pistol whip you.
He can.
Okay, he can.
He can pistol whip you.
He could.
He could also kick you in the
It's
gut.
Gonna be your strength brawl minus four still.
Seven, so not like yourself.
What up? Just keep on dodging out of the way and just be like, now.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about how to make gold, or do you want to talk about having gay sex with people who don't like
you? You're the one that you just fired a gun at me, and you're the one...
I'm sorry, this unloaded gun that I have that I'm trying to intimidate you into not making sexual advances towards me with? Shut up, and let me talk.
Talk. And but I'm just telling you
gold.
That you,
not
the only
piss,
person
not
that...
Not semen, not dildos, gold. Cash dollars in the motherfucking pocket. Do you want it or not?
Sweetie,
yes.
You should make the bricks of gold actually dildos of gold.
You know the name Arthur Swain?
Yes, I do.
You like slave traders? You hate slave traders?
Well, sure.
How do you feel about robbing from slave traders? You want to rob a slave trader?
I'll rob from anyone.
You'll rob anyone. Okay, good. Let's rob...
Especially that baby with that big lollipop.
Damn,
we're
going to
rob a fucking slave trader, okay? We're going to take his money, and I need your help. Because you
okay.
have an ability that I don't have. And that is the ability
Common
to impersonate
sense.
People who are Arthur Swain.
Okay.
So what you're going to do...
But wait, I just... So you know,
it's funny.
But you really needed to work on your phrasing. Okay?
You're going to help me get this money.
I'll help myself get some money, yes.
You're going to help me get this money.
I'll help people get money.
You're going to help me get this money.
I'll help you get some amount of money.
Yes, you will help me get this money.
Sure.
Some amount. Now we're going to shake on it.
You're going to put the gun away?
I'm going to put the gun away when I know that you're not going to keep insinuating that I'm going to have sex with you.
Like I said, you're the only one that does that.
I'm sorry, are you continuing to insist this?
I'm just letting you know the truth.
Are you,
you
continuing?
Need to work on your phrasing.
I'm just going to look at him expectantly. Is this how we're going to do this? Are we going to do this or are we going to stop?
Just shake my hand.
I'm still looking at him expectantly.
Shaking his hand.
No, I'm looking at you.
Okay, and I put my hand out.
Are we gonna stop?
I will stop.
You will stop. You will stop insinuating that you want, or that I want, to have sex with you or anybody else.
I will stop, but that's not gonna stop everyone else from thinking it.
I don't care what everybody else thinks. You're the one with the biggest mouth, buddy.
I don't know, physically I think, like, Bill has a little bit wider of a mouth. I mean, he doesn't talk to me, but it's, like, it's a little larger.
Good enough. I shake his hand.
Is your intention to bind him to a pact here? A pledge?
Why, yes it is!
Okay, a pledge that he will both help you steal money and that she will no longer insinuate sexual things about you.
Yep. I, like I said, I'm not the one that insinuates all the sexual things. He does
that
all
fine,
on his own.
But the thing is that I'm binding you to this with a pledge.
Okay, you are going to need to expend a willpower.
Yep.
You shake his hand. I guess this is a one-sided because you're not, you're just giving him shit to do.
Yep.
Okay, I will call this a simple, or a medial endeavor and a lesser forbiddance.
So yep.
Minus three right there. Do you have a specific benefit in mind for him?
I will assist him using whatever power I can in any lies that he will be telling related to the acquisition of money for us both.
Okay. So we will call that a favor. We will say... that you guys have a month to do it.
Okay.
I will assist Hixton in any lies that he tells that end in the acquisition of money for us both. Is my end of the bargain.
Okay, and... and Hixton, you may add plus one, a temporary plus one to your subterfuge.
Okay. I'll add it, like, a block away.
Yeah, but now you get a bonus.
But this is only when lying in relation to
getting cash, getting paid.
No, it applies basically until this pact is completed or broken.
So right. Lying about anything at
yes.
All.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, as long as it ends in the acquisition of money for us both,
even entirely unrelated.
Yes. Any money for us both.
No, he is better at lying for the duration of this. Even if he's using it for unrelated things.
Okay, then in that case, yeah, I will assist
okay.
Him with any lies that he tells. Then I'll remove the thing about acquiring cash.
Well, that's actually a separate incident. But, well, it's all over.
Yeah.
Okay.
You are only required to assist him as you specified.
Right. But he is better at lying now. But I will assist you with any lies that you tell that end in the acquisition of money for us both.
The pact yeah. Is sealed.
Okay.
So, his name is Arthur Swain. He lives in Augusta. Apparently, he has a house that is packed to the brim with security systems. Now, I can do things about the security systems, but I think that we're going to need some intel to case the place, and I believe that you have a very special talent that will allow us to do that.
Okay. Do we know where he lives? Like, exactly?
I'm pretty sure there are very... first off, we can find out where he lives, and you can leave that to me. I don't know exactly where he lives because I just found out about this right now, and this is obviously a very hastily made decision, but I think that you can help me. And I also think you're the only one in our entire motley crew that's interested in making shitloads of cash.
I do like cash. So first thing we're going to do, we're going to find out where he lives, then
yep.
We're going to go to the town hall of Augusta, and we're going to get plans of his house.
Yep.
Okay?
Right. Now, of course, these plans are obviously going to lie, because I get the feeling that this man is also a changeling.
Well, whatever it is will be better than nothing.
That's true. We'll have some information about it. So, we get the house plans.
We can find out what security is using. Talk to them.
Presumably, okay. He's going to have some sort of security contractors.
Yes.
Unless, of course, he has magic security, in which case we're going to need somebody with a lot of intelligence about, we're going to need someone with a lot of intelligence about magic security and keeping things secure. I get the feeling the Winter Queen is going to have that.
I'll talk to Hans.
All right. Mr. Basherwick, I think we're going to be extremely rich men.
Or extremely dead.
Yes.
Or extremely dead men.
Or jailed.
One of us will be one of those things.
Extremely
each.
Dead.
Yes.
Now, I'd also like to point out a little extra, let's call it a bonus.
What is this bonus?
You didn't hear it from me, but presumably a great deal of his money may have come from the trading of the same kind of slaves that we found in the Goblins Market.
I think you may have mentioned that.
I did mention it. No. Steal what you want, but I want to find out more about what kind of business he's getting himself into.
Okay, steal gold, stop him from slaving. Got it.
Sounds pretty good. Oh, and I believe I'm going to be moving out tomorrow. I hope that you don't have a problem with that.
No, you're all going to be moving out, and I have no problems with that.
None at all?
No, I have a problem if you stayed.
Well, I guess I'll be on my way then.
Okay. Bye, and don't ever point a gun at me again.
You'll have to buy me that one. And I put the gun away. I'm walking.
Okay, you return to your room.
Okay.
Will, what are you doing after you hang around the theater?
It's raining.
Are you going to wait for them to get off, or are you going to head back on your own?
Get off.
But it's raining. I really don't want to hang around there. This place sucks and it's disgusting. I think I'll head out on my own.
Where are you going?
I should probably head back to the hotel.
Okay.
If I hang around town, I'll just get stupidly wet. I'm already going to get stupidly wet, but...
You get so wet after you get off.
No.
Usually that happens before. But
yeah, I was going to say, that's unhelpful.
Like, we're doing this in the wrong...
Just now we'll get wet with Sina.
You walk back to the hotel. You go into your room, soaking wet. Eddie is
Wait,
there.
Who said I was walking?
Oh, you're taking your bicycle.
Yeah, I have my bike. Why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Right. I forgot temporarily you had a bicycle. You're soaking wet still.
Yeah, that doesn't change.
But your butt is dry.
Good.
Okay.
And that's the only thing that's dry. Oh, no, wait, the seat probably got wet from when he wasn't riding it.
It hasn't been a bad night. What?
Hey, Will, you want to make some money?
No, you should apply to his freeing the slaves, not the money.
I need money, yes. We all need money, don't we?
You want to free some slaves?
Why, yes, I do.
You want to make some money and free some slaves?
Oh my, we can do that at the same time, can we?
Yes. Want to rob a man who trades in slaves?
Robbing a man who trades in slaves. Now this sounds dangerous.
You want to do it with me and Mr. Basherwick?
Of all the people I would want to do it with, it's not...
I know, right? It seems like such a terrible idea. But he's got a very, very good set of skills that I think that will benefit us in this endeavor. And you
this
do as well.
This is true. I can electricity. If you ever need someone to electricity, I can do it.
Well, it just so happens that very rich people have very complex security systems.
Ha ha. And I have experience with killing electronics.
Do you?
Yeah, maybe. You didn't hear it from me.
So... what I'm asking is, do you want to make some money? Do you want to steal from a slaver? And do you want to put your powers to good use?
Well, I believe I can very easily morally justify stealing from a slaver. Stealing usually wrong, slaving wronger. You know?
Yep.
That's how it goes.
I like to think it's a little bit higher on my moral relativism scale.
Yes.
So, you win?
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Yes, fine.
Also, do you think I want to suck everybody's dick?
No.
Okay, good. I don't have to bind you to that.
You even had NPCs thinking you wanted to have sex with them.
I can only imagine the sorts of handjobs you give, though.
I can only imagine them as well.
Look how many fingers you have.
Sorry, I don't know.
It's been a weird night for me. I'm unreasonably energetic, and I don't know why. It's probably because of that.
Well, because you slept on the thingy, right? I mean, how's the thingy?
Oh,
like...
God, it is so good. It
so
is
it's,
too good, apparently.
But what do you mean too good? Like,
you know, sleep so much you get fired from your job. Good.
Oh, so you do need some money.
Yes, I quite need some money.
That's good. So we all need some money.
Mm-hmm.
This is looking pretty good.
And why not get money while helping the community?
Yeah, not so sure what we're going to do.
So we're really sure this guy's a slaver.
I got a reasonably reliable source that suggests that his money is coming from...
reasonably reliable at all?
What?
Because he's a crazed conspiracy theorist.
He's also not the source.
Yeah, at all.
He didn't say anything about slaving.
He didn't.
Oh yeah, it was the other people. Okay. That dude is super creepy and weird.
Yep, and it's a good thing that he's not my reliable source.
Yeah.
Well... I'm not amazingly sure, but I've got a reliable source that suggests that where his money is coming from is very suspicious. So I'll cut you a deal. If it turns out that his money's not coming from slavery, then we don't have to steal all of it. But I want to find out more.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
I like to think that he didn't notice me saying all.
Yeah. I certainly did.
Okay, good.
You wouldn't happen to have, like, a wagon or something?
A wagon? What do you mean a wagon?
Why would he
Well, need a wagon? We need to move out tomorrow and...
What do you need to move out?
This chaise.
You really think a wagon's gonna help you with that?
Yes. I really do.
Like, what? What are you gonna put it on the back of your bike?
Sure.
You're actually gonna, that's a decently good, no,
yeah,
I don't.
Why wouldn't that work?
Well,
I don't know.
You need to get through the door.
That doesn't have anything much to do with, you know, moving it otherwise. Yeah, we have to get it out the door, but after it gets out the door, that is its own problem.
Well,
you know?
Listen, I'm gonna be completely honest with you here and say, what do you mean, we? Because maybe you have a squirrel in your pocket or something, but you made your own bed, literally.
Wait, where did I say we that you're disagreeing with?
You said
we are moving out.
Right.
Yeah, but he's just saying they just want to help you.
And he's not moving to
okay.
the place you are.
Yeah, I know.
Actually,
that's
I think
fine.
He's moving to the same building, but not the same apartment.
That's fine. You don't have to help me. I don't need your help.
Wait a second. We live in the same building?
I thought you did. I thought you both were moving across from the Oliver Twist. I thought you recommended it to them after you found it.
Yeah, I did. I didn't realize that he actually took me up on it.
It's cheap.
And they don't check credentials, clearly.
Yeah. It's cheap and they don't check credentials is everything I need. So, hey. You know, something occurred to me.
What?
What are we gonna do about the girls?
Well, Clarissa's going to be living with me.
Right. What about Sammy?
I don't know.
Huh.
She doesn't do a lot of talking, as it turns out. So hammering out deals with her? Kind of difficult.
Kind of hard. Yeah, I tried that.
Yeah. Mostly she just hisses. It's not very conducive to getting to know someone.
She wants to help us, though.
I guess. She certainly still hangs around.
No, I mean, like, she wants to help with this thing. I already asked her.
Wait, did you?
Yeah. She wants a hamburger.
Hmm. And that I believe.
What can I say?
I saw her eat meat.
I saw her eat meat today, too.
Random meat out of
a
fridge.
It's kind of cool, actually. Hey, you ever been to the Autumn Lady's house?
No.
Oh, my God, you were missing out, man.
Am I really?
Well, yeah. It's really tall, and there's like a dragon nest.
I really wish it
was. Oh, if you didn't go to work today, you might as well have come with us.
Yeah, well, I was kind of planning on going to work.
What happened?
This fucking chaise. It is so comfortable.
Yeah,
like,
but I mean,
you literally cannot wake up.
Well, I mean, didn't they say you could wake up when you wanted to wake up?
But yeah,
you wanted to go to work
said.
Today.
Oh, I did, but apparently not enough.
Sounds like you gotta want it harder. That sucks. I'm sorry.
I want
it's okay.
Really
we'll find you another job
hard.
Or shitloads of gold.
Yes, or that. It would
I'm
be
sure
nice
they won't
to...
have a problem with us having shitloads of gold.
It would be nice to have a lot of money so I can spend my time not trying to get by on a shitty minimum wage job.
Although I do have to
that
admit,
I didn't like
kind of,
anyways. Haha, that guy can burn in hell.
I feel like maybe it's I'm a little I think it's a little morally questionable for me to want the money from, you know, slave dollars. But I mean, hey, if I can make better use of it
to help the community and use our time that we do not spend trying to make money. To help the community.
Huh.
And that's what it's all about, right?
Helping the community, sure.
Yes, that's...
Yes.
We're all in this together.
Yes, helping the community.
Well, yeah, no, when we...
Helping the community.
We are not going to be the last changelings.
I don't need to hear anything about it. Believe me, the more you talk about this kind of stuff, the harder it gets to rationalize it. I've learned this.
We can help people in the same way that people have helped us. We owe it back to them.
Yes, that's true, but I don't want to think about how I'm doing it.
What does it matter? Also, helping the community, ruining a slave trader. That's helping, in my view.
Yes.
Okay, then. So it's a win-win. Good.
Right, win-win.
Sadly,
yes. Good. We agree.
Yep.
Can I go in
fuck
the other
people,
direction?
People, yay for everyone else.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You guys have any other plans this evening?
I'm all set.
I wish
I've just recruited that. Pretty much everybody I need, except for one person whom I have no idea how they'll help us.
Jailbait.
What? She could light up dark areas.
Oh, yeah. You can never tell Clarissa about the whole giant glowing light coming to kill people.
Or she could dark
she's
up
not
dark
around.
Areas.
Mm. Well, the rain has slowed to a trickle by the time it's time for Clarissa and Samantha to head home.
I'm assuming we're going to do our normal Denny's shitty breakfast slash lunch. And,
except
oh,
for
man, it's Denny's time. I forgot.
You don't even bother going to IHOP. It's right next
yeah.
to the Denny's.
Eddie, are you going to join them at Denny's?
It is Denny's night, and I do like Denny's.
Apparently not enough to
do you?
Every
night
is
on Denny's night.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I have a chocolate peanut butter shake.
Oh.
So are you showing up to Denny's night too, Will?
Yeah, I might as well. I got nothing else to do. And
that's right, I do
over
a hamburger.
Man, that thing is like injecting crack into your veins for the next 8 hours.
Has anyone invited Hickston?
Eh, he probably wouldn't be interested.
Better
he
not.
So
I'm not
going to
go.
I don't like him.
Okay. So when you guys get to Denny's, like Eddie and Will are waiting.
Hello. Yeah. I believe I owe you a burger.
Mmm.
I want a grand sandwich.
But you can buy yourself a Glyph's Grand Slamwich.
Maybe
yeah,
I will.
I'm going to purchase her a burger.
I will devour his head burger.
So I learned some interesting things today.
Oh, okay.
So I guess our shenanigans have not gone unnoticed by the Fae.
What do you mean?
Well, so let's say maybe somebody important to the Fae was killed. And he happened to use his unique set of talents to acquire new victims for the Fae. Right?
Yes.
Yep, that sucks, doesn't it?
Wait, where are you getting this from?
So, hey, I'm getting to that. So, I was visited tonight by a strange gentleman wearing a rabbit mask. And I know that seems sketchy as all hell, because it is.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yep.
But, aside from that, he showed me a couple of pictures that I'm kind of concerned about. Namely, it looks like the Fae might be, very interested in the fact that we just, killed an important slaver person. Well, theoretically, we, and I put that in quotes, killed an important slaver person.
Man, out of character, you are twisting this.
Yeah.
There's a lot of assumptions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like 90% assumption, 10% that you haven't actually gotten to yet, not assumption.
Yeah. So, because I don't really know how to do this, let's see. How do I best recount this to you guys? So, I was visited by a man calling himself the Jackrabbit. Is it Jackrabbit?
It is so. Jackrabbit.
Yes. And he's saying that the stuff that we've been doing has not gone unnoticed by the Fae. And he showed me a picture of Echo Lake, and I believe it looks sort of like maybe the kind of picture that, like, a crazy conspiracy theorist would say, would show people, because it's got, like, the whole alien lights thing and stuff. And he gave
lights?
Me URLs. Yeah. You know, like, the kind that you see from UFOs and stuff. You know, like, Area 51 stuff. Right?
Interesting.
Yeah. So he shows me this, and he says, hey, maybe you should look into it. And then he also mentioned that, you know, if I ever want to know the truth or whatever, I should go to, and I pull out this piece of paper, this. Now, you're not going to know what this is, but it's a thing you can look up on the internet. So, basically, a creepy dude walked up to me in the rain and said, hey, are you the guys who killed Ivan? It looks like some people have noticed this. Maybe you want to look into that.
So it sounds almost like you're trying to insinuate that those lights have something to do with the Fae.
I mean, this guy did. He obviously had something to do with the Fae. So maybe if he's telling us to look into it, that this might as well.
So what
really
do the lights look like?
What do you mean, what do they look like? I mean, I don't know, and I described as best as I can to her what I saw in the picture. It was a pair of weird glowing orbs over Echo Lake.
I'm going to curl up into a ball and start crying.
I see. Does Comstock know about this?
Well, no, I just found out about it, like, now.
We should let Comstock know. If it does have something to do with the Fae, we should either destroy it, close it, something like that.
Maybe we should wait until tomorrow and let Sierra know?
Yes, Sierra also. Both should know, actually. We should summon them both. Since they're apparently on our home turf.
I am just curled up into a ball crying.
So my territory.
Don't worry, they're probably gonna stay at the lake. Which is, I don't know where, probably far away.
It's Echo Lake, you don't know where Echo Lake is?
No, I know where Echo Lake is, far away.
Yeah,
it's like a long walk through the woods. And you know what Fae hate most? Walks through the woods.
Do you know that? I don't think that's true.
Some Fae.
Fair enough.
Some Fae hate walks through the woods, I'm sure. Maybe these ones do.
I really hope that's the case.
Maybe these ones weren't hoping to come out in a lake. And then they're like, ah, shit, a lake. We can't deal with that. And they're just going to stay in their home. I'm sure that's totally what's going on. There, had my soothing platitudes too.
It hasn't helped at all.
Oh.
You're like, they're maybe possibly sort of not wanting to be there.
Yeah.
That just, you know, makes me cry more in confusion.
I'm going to start hissing at nothing, because I have no idea what to hiss at.
Say you're Rita Repulsa, and you open a portal to Earth, and it's just Power Rangers on the other side. You know? What if it's like that?
What?
What? That's what kids are into these days, right? You know, kids with attitude. Because shit, some kids gave me attitude at the park earlier today. They don't even want to pass high school. I don't think they even want to go to college. Disgusting.
What?
State of youth these days. You.
So are you really like 100 or something?
No.
No, he's like 10 years in the past. Kids with attitude were maybe
a thing.
You know
how big 10 years ago this is? Youths.
Man, you fucked
up. No, what? I didn't fuck up. No.
I mean, you are fucked up. Sorry. Maybe you don't understand my lingo.
Maybe I don't.
Yeah, that was a shame.
I didn't get fucked up from a chaise lounge. What an absurd thing to say.
It has been nothing but good to you.
Yeah. You gave me a very comfortable ride. Too comfortable.
Clarissa, are you okay? You're not okay. That's
no,
a stupid
she's not
question.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I am sobbing.
Okay, look.
Here, we can get you a fried cheese melt. Does that make you feel better?
I don't think a fried cheese melt is going to help.
No, how the hell would that make anyone feel better? Things are disgusting.
How far along for a meal are we?
I mean, it depends on how quickly you want to eat.
You probably ordered at this point before she broke down crying. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, this is Denny's, so nobody really seems to care. Little girl bawling her eyes out in the middle of the night. That's practically the Denny's
adults.
Logo.
I think that being surrounded by adults is a nice touch.
Yep. I'm saying things in a reassuring tone at her.
They're coming for me.
No, they're not coming for you. They're coming for us. No, someone else.
Okay, you know what? I was just told to look into this. We don't necessarily have to, you know, like, go all gung-ho guns on this. Let's just tell the authorities and see if they can give us some advice on the matter.
We need to alert Comstock and What's-Her-Face. Watson.
Yeah,
it's
going to be completely fine. All right, we're going to tell people who are way better at this than we are, and everything will be A-okay, okay?
Okay.
Someone needs to draw a very autumn-themed can of Sierra Mist.
They have winter.
This
Sierra
episode
Mist.
Brought to you by Sierra Mist.
It's disgusting.
Enjoy the taste of lime.
The winter Sierra Mist is
the refreshing taste of lime.
I'm not a big fan. Thanks.
Okay. Your food arrives.
I'm going to consume it.
The way he looks very awkward at crying Clarissa.
It's okay.
I'm
going to
eat my food and continue hissing.
Hiss, nom nom nom, nom nom nom, hiss.
You don't need to hiss. The things to hiss at are not
But she's still crying!
I don't know what to do about that. What are you hissing at?
Fear?
Like, you afraid?
The emotion of fear, that's what we're hissing at now? Yes, of course she's afraid.
That's a scary thing. There's nothing wrong with it.
None of us want to go back. None of us want to go back to Arcadia, it's true. And none of us really want to, you know, interface with the Fae ever again. But sometimes we might very well have to.
And it sounds like those were my masters in the Fae.
Well,
oh.
I will redirect an astounding amount of current towards them. Don't you worry. When they are out here, they are not in their realms.
Hold on a second.
Remember that.
Wait, hold up. No, hold that thought. Wait, what?
You know how they work, right?
Well, yeah, of course I know how they work, but I mean, like, what? Can we back up to the part where she said that they were her masters?
You just realized the big balls of light is why she was afraid of balls of light.
I'm gonna point out that it wasn't really explained to me, and I only ever really saw it once.
I'm sure we've picked up that.
That's a reasonable assumption to make, but.
She's always enjoyed the dark.
Sure. Despite having that weird iridescent glow about her. Oh, you're positively glowing.
You just see the light when it's dark.
Yes.
Actually, that's really true. That's very profound of you.
Juxtaposition.
So. Do you want to talk about it?
I'm going to text Comstock.
Yeah.
What are you texting him?
I'm assuming he's texting like Tweenage Girl.
Balls of Fae Light above Echo Lake. Should we investigate? ?
I'm assuming the other ones were just you saying, like, spelling out question.
Let me know.
Okay. LMK.
You got an immediate reply. It is, like, 3 in the morning, though.
That's why I texted him.
Right.
That's why I texted him and didn't call him. Because calling would be obnoxious.
At this late hour. So this kind of sucks, peeps.
Does it?
We
don't really know what the situation is right now. It could suck.
Yeah, but it's more like, I mean, we've attracted attention to ourselves, and that bothers me.
Or did Ivan attract the attention for us, and we're merely interrupting the normal daily dealings of these shitheads?
Yes. That's a good way to put it. Should we tell Hickston about this? I didn't tell Hickston about this.
Nah, let's tell him nothing.
Does anyone even like Hickston?
No.
He's alright.
Yeah.
No.
Can help me get a shitload of money? I don't know about you guys.
What do you mean a shitload of money?
Let's talk about money.
Don't. Why do you need to bring more people into this?
Because
the more people that go into operation, the higher the chance of success, Dave.
But the more shares you have to do.
Well, actually, no. I just.
Well, anyway. I was being facetious.
Yeah. Well, we're going to do something extremely dangerous for a huge amount of money.
What are you going to be doing?
For the good of the community.
Extremely dangerous. For the good
of the community.
The community.
And a large amount of money, which is good for the community.
The greater good.
You guys in a cult now?
No, something incoming, inequality, slaving, you know.
Yeah.
But we're not slaving. We're taking down a slaver.
Yes.
How does that equal money?
Well, he happens to have a shitload of money.
Yes. And it will not, well, he won't be needing it anymore, will he?
He won't.
So you're killing him?
No.
Really? We're not?
No.
Oh.
Going to get him arrested by the proper authorities, I thought.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yep. Yes.
Because, I don't know, it seems like whenever we have proof of some really bad shit happening, whoever there gets a battle axe to the shoulder.
Do you have proof?
That's what we're looking for.
Sounds like you're looking just for a big pile of money.
Well, yes.
I would like a big pile of proof before a big pile of money.
Well, that's presumably the proof will precede the money.
Yes. Proof first, then money. We can't be stealing from, you know, innocent, do-gooding people.
Yeah, it's not like we're just murdering them or anything like that. We're investigating them.
Yeah.
Not murder.
That's the murdering.
We're not
investigating.
That's not even a thing. Invest-a-murder isn't even a word, so how could we do it?
That's a portmanteau. Investigation and murder.
No, don't even think about invest-a-murdering. You'll make it come true.
What about murder investigating?
Stop making investor murdering a thing. It's not going to be a thing.
Where you murder and then ask questions.
Investigineering. Investigineering. There we go. No, we're investigating for actuals. Yep. So what are we going to do? Like follow this man around a bit?
Well, we're going to have house? To... Not, well, sort of. We're going to have to case the place. Have you ever stolen anything in your life?
No.
Oh. Well, we've got a long way to go.
What exactly is the plan that you guys have?
Alright, so...
So are you pulling yourself together at this point? Just talky-talk.
Yeah, Little Miss sobbing quietly.
You know, yeah. My mind up in this.
I'm curious.
Okay. So basically what we're going to do is we're going to have to case this place. We have to figure out, you know, what's his house like? What's he got in it? Is there anybody that we could presumably impersonate that would allow us to get inside? Once that happens, we'll have to figure out some way to disable the security systems. And then get inside. When we get inside, we'll need somebody who has free reign of the place. Presumably this is where the impersonation will come into effect. Then we, you know, try and find proof that he's a douchebag.
What makes you think he'll have it in his house?
Well, because...
That sounds really dumb.
Well, he has a shitload of security systems in there, so what is he protecting?
In a place that... You know, isn't, hey, this is my place.
Well, I mean, he has to visit that place at some point, so no matter what, it's gonna scream,
going
hey,
to have
hey,
some
this
evidence
is my place.
There.
It's gonna be all like, hey, slaves over here. You know?
Well, I don't think it's gonna be like quite like that, but yes.
No.
How do you know that he's involved in the slaves?
I have a very reliable source that suggests that it's a possibility, and that's what we're looking for proof of. We're not actually assuming that he is, we're just looking for proof. Then if we have the proof, we, you know, rob him blind.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Got a problem with that?
And we also prevent him from slave trading in the future.
Well, yes, that's pretty much the implication that I'm going with here.
Yep.
Well, actually, we would present it to, you know, Comstock. Or somebody else with a battle axe.
Well, I guess by the time we do this, it'll be, you know, Sierra's deal.
Well, I mean, he's still probably going to want to know. It seems like the marshal was under his employ, so maybe
yeah,
the Star people
pretty
are
sure
into
the marshal is just the marshal.
Of the employ of the ruler.
Yeah.
Okay.
At the time, so to Sierra.
Then we tell the ruler, what is making this so complex?
Just the fact that you seem to think that you're going to get a buttload of his money.
I think that if we're successful, we're going to get a buttload of his money.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it would probably just go straight to the community.
Well, then
good.
Maybe he'd...
No, I'm sorry, don't...
That's what we
that.
Want.
Well, that's... Sure, yeah, that's what we want.
You know what we don't do? We don't sell drugs to the community. We give back. Because they have given us so much.
You know, speak for yourself, boss. I sell drugs to the community.
Yes, you literally
yeah.
do.
But Black Dynamite, I sell drugs to the
yes,
community.
Yes, that was the reference
yes,
I was making.
Yes, I know.
Then why'd you have to say it?
Because he didn't say Black Duck Night.
Some references are a little more subtle there, Dave.
Yeah,
no,
really.
I just wanted to say Black Duck Night.
No subtleties, ever.
Anyways, community. It's all for the good of the community.
Yay.
We will not be, we won't be the last changelings to pop out of, you know, the hedge.
I don't know. If we had anything to do with it, we could become the last changelings to pop out of the hedge.
Are we going to kill
insane.
All of the fae?
That's absolutely insane. To be
well,
honest.
I'm
sorry, but I mean,
I don't know, it's the kind of insanity I'm sort of looking forward to once I'm learning about all this, like, slaving stuff. This is kind of shitty, isn't it?
Well, not all the Fae are terrible. Some of them
except
certainly
for all
are.
Of the Fae.
No, they're not all terrible.
Pretty sure they're all terrible.
Name one not terrible Fae.
I never interacted with one. I only really interacted with, you know, my master.
The worst one.
So I hear. Again, I can't... Certainly the worst I've ever interacted with, you know, the one.
Right.
Easy to be a superlative. He was also
so
the best.
He's also the best, yes.
Yep.
Ugh.
He is every superlative.
They're goddamn technicalities.
Yes. So, I'm pretty sure not all fair bad. Some probably just go around having orgies all the time, you know? Not at the expense of other people. Who knows? I mean, do we launch genocide against them, too? We're painting with too broad a brush here. Also, you're absolutely insane.
What?
Thinking we could kill all of them? Jesus Christ, man. Like, there's ambition, but then there's that.
I don't know, man. I know nothing about these things.
They're not to be trifled with, especially in their own realms.
Okay, great.
They are more powerful than we are. That is why we were kidnapped by them for some amount of time.
Right.
It's a thing that happened.
Oh.
That's why we're like this. Anyways, I'm done with my Grand Slamwich. I'm done with Denny's currently.
Okay. You pay out some of the last of your money.
Hmm. Hmm.
Bet you're gonna like that gold when you get it.
Yes. Quite so.
So you guys heading back to the hotel?
Sure, for the last night, I guess.
Okay. You walk back to the hotel / ride your bicycles, those of you who have them.
Fuck yeah, bicycles.
Yeah, bicycles.
In the far end of the hotel parking lot, you can see a large but run-down RV that wasn't there before.
That
painted
wasn't
there. On the side is a big flying saucer and the name... New England Society of Supernatural Investigators.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
My, oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my. Ooh, 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 ooh.
And that's where
we'll knock.
Stop for
tonight. Aw. Aw. I wanted to meet these fine people.
I'm sure you will next week.
Tell
sure.
me something you learned.
I learned that
how that big thing tastes like.
I learned that we have a fast travel system. A tower full of portals to the immediate area.
No, I got it.
And all we have to do is
other
ask him.
That chaise is dangerous.
Yes, how dare you dabble in magical artifacts that you don't understand the power of.
That do exactly what he told you they did.
Yeah, it did.
That
like
overcomes willpower.
I have learned that I can annoy Hixton to do what I want him to do. But I annoy him enough.
It wasn't.
What have you learned, Dave?
That despite your deep-seated sexual tension and nature with everyone around you, you want to hide it and force people to never explain to you that you're being overtly sexual towards them.
I don't know if you ever say that.
I think at this point it's become your problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that?
I think there were definitely some incidents in the beginning, but it really is in Hickston's head at this point.
It is.
Okay, you can all take 3 experience.
Yay!
Oh boy!
XP!
That's nothing. I demand more.
Too fucking bad.
Aw.
You guys didn't accomplish anything.
Yeah,
what?
Just, like,
we did.
I'm planning a heist, but I'm not
I got
right
fired.
Now. I wouldn't really call that an accomplishment there, Kevin.
I got fired, and then, hold on, an anagram for fired is fried, which is what I did to that man's store.
Yeah, I really hope it doesn't, you know, cause any, like, horrible fires or anything.
No. No.
What? How would that happen?
Why would it do that?
Because you're a horrible person?
No. So part of me wants to put my one unused dot for contracts into my electricity contract. Mm-hmm. I want to be the lightning, you know?
I have 2 contracts. I mean, dots. I still haven't joined a court. I seem to be making packs with everyone, though.
I'm gonna put my dot into Van Clory, the one that has to be in either your Who's a Real What's It or your thing.
Nick, that reminds me. So I made a pact with Dave. Am I, down another 3 now?
Down another 3 what?
Glamour?
No. You were only down 1 glamour.
Was only down 1 glamour for the first one. How many am I down for this one?
This one did not cost you. You had to spend a willpower to seal the pact. The only reason you had to spend glamour on the other one
was
to
ensorcel her.
Yes, because she's not a fae creature.
Oh, okay, I get you. All right.
Because she's just a simple mortal.
Yes, disgusting that you touched one. No. No.
You should just sell them all to slavery.
No, one of our community's greatest goals is to prevent mortals being kidnapped by the Fae so more people like us don't have to happen. Remember that. Mm. Proactive.
Stop us from happening.
Community. The good of the community.
For the greater good.
Turn the recorder off.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.